Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
The expectations are high that the meeting will produce real results, says Dave Willett of the Sierra Club.
What we hope to see out of Copenhagen is a commitment out of these countries from around the world that they are going to be serious about reducing pollution.
The key, says environmental expert Bill Shimaitis, lies with Beijing.
It's clear to me, and I think many other people, that if China doesn't come to the table with a commitment on significant cuts in its emissions over the long haul, that we're not going to be able to solve the problem.
For the major developing countries, we need action.
Anders Thoresen is the European Union's chief negotiator at the conference. CBS News science and tech correspondent Daniel Seberg in Copenhagen says the goal of blunting climate change is always tempered by domestic considerations.
The developed countries would like to help some of these developing countries to fund their technologies to help cut greenhouse gas emissions. But these developed countries like the United States and Great Britain and countries in Europe, they've got their own financial problems to worry about right now.
I'm Barry Bagnetto in Washington. The conference begins buffeted by high-winded criticisms from global warming skeptics and lawmakers worried about the cost of their economies.
There's also a lot of opposition coming from a group of oil-exporting nations and some of the smaller developing countries.
Tufts University global environment expert William Mumaw. But the most unexpected attack comes from climate change godfather James Hansen, who tells the Guardian newspaper there will be so many Copenhagen compromises, he prefers a conference collapse.
The approach that's being talked about is so fundamentally wrong.
Still, some agreement is expected, but it would not be legally binding, simply a platform for more and more difficult negotiations ahead. Barry Bagnetto, CBS News, Washington.
In defiance of the government, demonstrators have taken to the streets of Iran's capital.
If you're going out today in Tehran, it means that you're ready to be killed. It means that you're ready to be shot.
The government has clamped down ahead of Student Day in hopes of squelching protest, cutting internet access, and shutting down the mobile phone network in central Tehran. This reporter, whose name cannot be revealed to protect his safety, says police are also in the streets.
The riot police have blocked the whole area, not letting any car, any machine to enter that area.
Found money? The administration says Uncle Sam's bailout program isn't as costly as first thought. Let's get more live from CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer at the White House.
Nick, the Treasury Department plans to lower the estimated cost of the bailout program by more than $200 billion because of faster paybacks from some of the banks. Banking consultant Bert Ely looks at the mixed report on this bailout money.
There will be some investments that the government made in failed banks that it will not get the money back. But on a net basis, the government should make money on its investments in the banking industry.
President Obama is expected to point to that new estimate as a source of funding for job creation efforts that he'll announce tomorrow. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
In 2007, Congress adopted rules aimed at curbing corporate influence in the halls of government. Now, this followed the scandal involving Jack Abramoff, a lobbyist. Under the restrictions, lobbyists aren't allowed to pay when a lawmaker travels, but the New York Times reports that an examination of more than 1,100 trips has found numerous examples of the rules being bent or broken. The Monday morning edition of the CBS World News.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Progressive Traffic.
It's a slippery and sloppy start to this morning's commute. We've got a couple different crashes westbound I-70 near Pecos. We have another one eastbound 76. This occurred at 74th. Slide-off accident southbound I-25 near 36. Now we're getting word of a vehicle that's on fire at 38th and Sheridan. Emergency crews are on scene of that one, but you may find some activity there. Now, as far as the pavement conditions go, they're going to be slick and slushy, snow-packed in spots. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Don't miss Kohl's cash-in sale this Tuesday and Wednesday only from 7 a.m. till midnight. You'll get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. It's like getting paid to shop. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Oh, my.
By the way, Bill Press, no intellectual giant.
I enjoyed his company. He had a warmth and brash humor that made up for his constant references to a former L.A. life. The retinue of women who supposedly still called him long distance every night. His past football exploits. The celebrities he knew.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Out of many, we are one. That while we breathe, we hope. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can.
President Obama tells Democrats, get off your butts and pass that health care reform legislation. A special Sunday visit up to the Senate and do so with a public plan option. I hope they were listening, especially Blanche Lincoln and Mary Landrieu and Ben Nelson. Hey, hello, everybody. Happy Monday. It's Monday, December 7th. Good to see you today. And great to be back with you after a wonderful, wonderful weekend in Chicago, Illinois. Out there in Oak Park, Illinois, Saturday night with so many of our listeners and from the Chicago area, listeners to WCPT and the three FM stations out there. What a great, great crowd. What a great spot. We were there at the Frank Lloyd Wright Unity Temple, a historic building, beautiful building in Oak Park, Illinois. And what a great crowd of people there. Harvey Wells and a whole gang at WCPT did a great job. It was a lot of fun. And good to meet so many of you listening to the show every morning. I want to say a particular thank you out there to all of those who sponsored the show, particularly our union brothers and sisters there, the Chicagoland Laborers Union, the UFCW, Operating Engineers, Local 399, Goldberg, Weissman, Cairo, good law firm representing a lot of union clients. Galassi Recycled Glass Countertops, Heat and Frost Insulators, Local 17, the Schomburg Audi dealer who gave us a brand new car to drive around in over the weekend, I have to tell you. And that was a beautiful, beautiful machinery, thanks to all of our friends at Schomburg Audi. Hedo Furniture, Netcentrics, the original Mitchells, who provided the food at the event. God, they had a great macaroni dish, I got to tell you. And the law offices of Lisa Bauer, Just Keep Dancing, and Assured Services, all the sponsors. And a special thanks to the operating engineers who provided a jacket and a sweatshirt and some real warm clothing to get through the Chicago cold. So
nice.
Great, great time had by all. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all of you who attended, all of the sponsors, and again, the team at WCPT. We're back in our little radio factory here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. The toll-free number, 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-7737. And the press team press in place, Peter Ogburn, Dan Henning. Dan's got Dan's back today.
Good morning.
President Obama up in Allentown, Pennsylvania, Friday, riding the wave after the new good news came out about the jobs situation, where the number of jobs lost in November was only 11,000. That's still too many, but boy, it's a big improvement from January when it was 741,000 jobs lost. And a student up there at Allentown College had an idea for the president about how he could even help the economy recover a little faster.
Mr. Obama, I really appreciate how you're trying to stimulate the economy to help this country out. And I was just wondering, in El Tricín in college, we've been studying some criminology, and I was wondering if maybe if you checked out some of the statistics about legalizing prostitution, gambling, drugs, and nonviolent crime in order to stimulate some of the economy.
You know, I have to say this. Well, I appreciate the boldness of your question. That will not be my job strategy. But let me say this, Cynthia. What year are you in school?
This is my second year in college.
Your second year. I mean, first of all, part of what you're supposed to do in college is question conventional wisdom. And so you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing, which is, you know, thinking in new ways about things.
Yeah. Well, at least he didn't suggest that that he would also legalize bank robbery and armed assault and a few other things. So he stuck to the gambling and prostitution.
I like the way Obama handled that, by the way.
He did.
It was a good way to handle it.
Yeah. He was cool.
Yeah.
All right. Imagine what George Bush would say. Are you crazy?
I know we're a year out from the election, over a year out and everything, but I just, I just like the way he answered that.
Yeah, it was pretty smooth, pretty smooth. Ed Henry's going to be along a little bit later. You know, Ed, the chief White House correspondent for CNN, to check up with what's the latest down at the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue here. And, yes, the Tall in the Talk shows yesterday, Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense explaining the situation, exactly what that July 2011 deadline means. And I think some frightening news about the role of the CIA in the war in Pakistan. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making news this Monday. ABC has changed its mind about Adam Lambert after the network canceled the American Idol runner-up appearance on Good Morning America, Jimmy Kimmel Live, and New Year's Rockin' Eve. They say that Adam will perform on The View on Thursday.
It's not exactly the New Year's Rockin' Eve.
Exactly, but at least they're letting them on the air, right? Do they usually have performances on The View? I thought they just
did sometimes.
They do sometimes.
Yeah.
It's not normal, but they do.
Al Roker has renewed his feud with Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt. The celebrity couple was pulled last minute last month from a Today Show interview, prompting them to blast the TV weatherman on Twitter. Roker took a jab at Heidi over the weekend, who at one time claimed to want to be the next Mother Teresa. Roker said, "Maybe I missed something, but I don't think Mother Teresa would pose nude in Playboy."
All right.
And sports, two normal powerhouse...
I wouldn't want her to either, but go ahead.
Two normal powerhouse teams in the NFL continue to slide, both taking surprising losses yesterday. The New England Patriots lost consecutive games for the first time since 2006, falling to the Miami Dolphins, and the Pittsburgh Steelers lost to the Oakland Raiders, one of the worst teams in the league.
It's amazing what's happened to the Steelers.
They're just the fourth defending Super Bowl champion to lose four straight games.
So it's the Saints and the Colts, right, that are...
They're the two undefeated teams.
Yeah. All right. Aren't you impressed that I knew that?
I'm so stunned, frankly.
I do listen.
Good job.
All right. Yes, and I don't know whether you were listening over the weekend, but this, I got to tell you, I think this, on Afghanistan, we're talking about, I think it's this July 2011 deadline. It is more and more meaningless, or less and less meaningful, the more we hear about it. You know, the president, and there was an excellent piece yesterday in the New York Times about how the president reached his decision, because he started out this long process being very skeptical about sending more troops to Afghanistan through these discussions with his military and civilian advisors. He came to the conclusion, I think the wrong conclusion, that we had no choice but to send some more troops in to try to finish the job. But he insisted that we're going to send them in fast and get them out fast. That was the only way he would go along with sending any more troops to Afghanistan. So, you know, he put this July 2011 deadline for starting to bring our troops home. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton insisting yesterday on This Week with George Stephanopoulos that this is the right plan.
We do want to assist the people of Afghanistan and to try to improve the capacity of the Afghan government. But I think it's important to stress that this decision was based on what we believe is best for the United States.
best done, not just a political decision, best for the United States. And Secretary of Defense Robert Gates chiming in, I think he was on Meet the Press.
He was on This Week. Yeah.
Also on This Week, right. Talking about this July 2011 deadline and exactly what it means.
We will do the same thing we did in Iraq. When we transition to Afghan security responsibility, we will withdraw first into tactical overwatch and then a strategic overwatch, if you will, the cavalry over the hill in case they run into trouble.
So in other words, we're going to withdraw, but we're not going to leave. We're just going to, like, step back and then, like, sort of see how they do. And he added that, of course, conditions on the ground will dictate how many, if any, troops are actually brought home on that date.
From my standpoint, the decision in terms of when a district or a cluster of districts or a province is ready to be turned over to the Afghan security forces is a judgment that will be made by our commanders on the ground, not here in Washington.
So my summary of that is, and my reading of that between the lines, my reading of the tea leaves is that's a goal that we're going to bring our troops home in July 2011, but it doesn't mean that we will. And if you look at the history of where we have sent troops and troops still remain, you might count Japan, you might count Germany, you might count South Korea, you might count Bosnia. How about Kosovo? I think the truth is, and not to mention Iraq, that we are very quick to send troops in, but we haven't yet figured out how we bring all the troops home from anywhere. So I think we're going to be in Afghanistan a long time. 866-55-PRESS, your own assessment of what that July 2011 deadline means. I want to mention something else that I find really frightening. And I haven't heard anybody else talking about this. It's a story in the New York Times on Friday. Let me just read you the first couple of paragraphs. I think you'll get my point. The headline on this story is CIA expanding drone assaults inside of Pakistan. So let's back up here. I thought, right, and I think most of us believe, that the CIA is our intelligence agency. One of 16 intelligence agencies, and their job is to go around the world and collect the kind of intelligence that we need, the military needs, the White House needs, the Congress needs, for making informed decisions about threats facing the United States. Not domestic, but international threats facing the United States. Providing the intelligence for other agencies to act. Not necessarily the case, it turns out, and maybe it's never been. But, all right, now, here's what the New York Times is saying. First two paragraphs. 2 weeks ago in Pakistan, Central Intelligence Agency sharpshooters killed 8 people suspected of being militants of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and wounded 2 others in a compound that was said to be used for terrorist training. Second paragraph. Then their job in North Waziristan being done, the CIA officers could head home from the agency's Langley, Virginia headquarters, facing only the hazards of this area's famously snarled suburban traffic. Got it? So the assassins, the sharpshooters, the killers are in Langley, Virginia at CIA headquarters with these remote-controlled drones firing away and killing people in Afghanistan, or in Pakistan. They're the assassins. They never leave Virginia. And then you just get in their cars and drive home. It's all in a day's work. Hey, honey, what'd you do today at the office? Oh, I shot 8 terrorists. I shot and killed 8 terrorists. Now, look, I'm not saying that we should not be going after these terrorists, but I am questioning the role of the CIA as this country's assassins in a country where we're not supposed to be at war. But let's face it, we are. There are 3 wars going on, right? That's number one I get out of this. There are 3 wars going on. Iraq, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. We haven't sent any troops into Pakistan publicly, but we have CIA agents on the ground in Pakistan, and we have CIA agents every day from Langley who are controlling these drones and firing the shots. I just... My question to you is this really what we want the intelligence agency to be doing, or should they be doing? We know there's a long history of the CIA in the past trying to assassinate foreign leaders, overthrowing the democratically elected government in Guatemala and in Chile, and going after Fidel Castro and trying several times to assassinate him. But I thought those abuses were stopped by the United States Congress at one time, and they told the CIA, you are in the intelligence business, not in the assassination business. Well, somewhere along the way, I don't know when, I don't know how, this whole thing has changed. So we've got an intelligence agency that is, in effect, a covert military operation in Pakistan, not controlled by the Defense Department, and it appears to me not controlled by the United States Congress either. I got to tell you, I find this, I don't know about you, I find this very, very troubling, because no matter what they tell us, no matter what we hear about what's going on in Iraq, what's going on in Afghanistan, we don't have any idea of exactly what's going on in Pakistan in terms of the American presence in Pakistan, other than the fact that the CIA, they're the agents, they're the troops in Pakistan. Is that what the intelligence agency ought to be doing? I don't think so. 866-55-PRESS. I got to tell you, this is going to come back and bite us in the ass.
Actively interactive
at BillPressShow.com.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
AM760.net.
What if I said you could erase your wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make frown lines disappear from view, all without surgery or injections? With all the creams you've tried, you're probably skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a free trial of a scientific breakthrough called Hydroxytone. Shed years from your appearance faster than you ever thought possible.
I looked at her, and I was just, wow, she looks so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
Request your risk-free trial of this proven breakthrough today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in VIP gift bags at international film festivals.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-300-0841. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-300-0841. 1-800-300-0841.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-514-5532. That's 1-800-514-5532. 1-800-514-5532.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide, very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snowplows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Attention, fellow Colorado residents. This is an important consumer alert.
The National Law Institute is a group of consumer lawyers and fellow Coloradans committed to helping you understand your legal rights and protecting you from credit card companies. Are you struggling with credit card debt? How different would your holidays be this year without credit card payments? Wasting time and money with debt settlement scams or filing bankruptcy are not your only options. The National Law Institute can help give you a fresh start. And you don't pay them a dime in upfront fees. In these challenging times, credit card companies are more willing than ever to forgive your debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call the National Law Institute now at 877-DEBT-313 to learn how to qualify so you and your family can enjoy the holiday season in peace. Call 877-DEBT-313 today to schedule a free consultation with one of their attorneys. That's 877-DEBT-313 or visit them online at thenationallawinstitute.com.
Hey, it's wrong for people to be controlling drones, killing folks, but actually leave a bad taste in people's mouths, you know?
Well, I'm really not sure of your point. Let me just say this. I'm not saying that if there are people who want to do ill to the United States, we should not be going after them. But I think our military unit is in the Pentagon. It's the Defense Department. It's all the great men and women in the various armed services. The CIA is, to me, should not be in the business of conducting military operations. They're an intelligence agency. And I think once we let them loose without our knowledge of what they're doing anywhere in the world, we've seen in the past that can create real serious problems for the United States. And it looks to me like we're repeating the same mistakes right now. Meanwhile, on the other front, health care in the United States Senate. Harry Reid saying we're working on the weekends until we get it right.
Our work continues this weekend. It'll continue until we give this nation's citizens a health insurance system that works for them.
And Barack Obama himself went up to Capitol Hill yesterday to meet with the Senate Democrats and try to push them along. Meanwhile, John McCain says, I wanted to meet with him, too.
I'd love for the president to come and meet with the 40 of us who are on this side of the aisle, and we could have a discussion with him.
Hey, loser, there's a good reason why the president didn't come meet with you Republicans, because you do nothing but stab him in the back. Mitch McConnell has said we're going to try to kill this bill, so why should he meet with the Republicans to talk about it? They voted against the stimulus. They voted against cash for clunkers. They voted every time they've had a chance against health care. They're just against anything Barack Obama's for. So guess what, John McCain? You are the big loser, and we're not going to waste our time with you anymore. Back with Ed Henry from CNN.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Do you know why so many people have trouble learning new languages? Because they make the mistake of trying to learn it when they should just absorb it. And right now, a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone will show you how. So stop memorizing, stop translating, and please stop doing drill after boring drill. Because now you can unlock your hidden language learning potential with the world's fastest, easiest way to learn, Rosetta Stone. We don't want you to take our word for it. We don't even want you to listen to the U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, or NASA, who all believe in our program. We just hope you'll accept our free demo so you can experience the power of Rosetta Stone for yourself. Discover the secret to learning a language faster than you ever imagined. For your free demo, call 1-800-377-9196. Don't try to learn a language. Just absorb it. Call 1-800-377-9196. That's 1-800-377-9196.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Got some problems on I-70 near Pecos, both directions. First vehicle with a flat tire eastbound side. Delays from Federal to York there. Westbounders, a couple different accidents as you move from 25 past Pecos. Vehicle fire, 38th and Sheridan. Also got a rollover crash up in the high country, westbound I-70 near Silver Plume. Your forecast, occasional light snow, small accumulations in the metro. Highs between 15 and 20 degrees. Heavier snow in the overnight, developing into Tuesday morning. Our current downtown temperature is 6 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Don't miss Kohl's cash-in sale this Tuesday and Wednesday only from 7 a.m. till midnight. You'll get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. It's like getting paid to shop. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cook. My name is... Hi, Mr. Taylor. I'm calling today. Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
Cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling, or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-600-9721. That's 1-800-600-9721. 1-800-600-9721.
It's that time of year again. If you're wishing for a new front-load washer and dryer or a new stainless steel kitchen, I hope you'll spend some time with us this holiday season. Hi, I'm Brad Barnett, president of Mountain High Appliance in Louisville. From our humble beginnings in my garage in 1993, people say our success is because of our low prices. Some like the test drive kitchens. I know we carry more brands than any store in Colorado, but to me, the real value is my staff. Friendly, knowledgeable, and more experienced than you'll find at any big box store. Don't believe me? Visit our super showroom in Louisville and see what real old-fashioned service is all about. Our world-class installers will be at your home before you know it, and you'll experience what we call the Mountain High Difference. We're simply the best. Ask about our Thermador 1-2 free event. Save up to $6,000 on a new kitchen from Thermador. With two Thermador appliances, your third is free. Visit us weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, just north of Flatirons Mall in Louisville, or on the web at mountainhighappliance.com. Happy holidays. Thank you.
Why are you so distant? Did you have to shoot anyone?
You gonna get a job now or what?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org. Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Is the Bill Press Show.
President Obama is set to give a big speech tomorrow on jobs at the Brookings Institute here in Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, still explains to the public his Afghan strategy. Going up to the Senate yesterday in a rare Sunday visit with a rare Sunday session of the Senate to try to goose the Democrats along on health care reform. Man, busy days at the White House keeping on top of all of it. CNN senior White House correspondent, a good buddy, Ed Henry here on the Bill Press Show. Hey, Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Let me ask you, first of all, any word that the Secret Service is going to file criminal charges against the Salahis? What's the latest there?
You know, we haven't gotten an official word, but, I mean, they've been hovering for days now. And, you know, I think the bottom line is that this White House has had to get this story off the pages. I mean, it's not really their fault that... it's really the media that has been, you know, eating up all the Salahi. We've all, you know, been doing story after story. There was at the beginning, sort of a serious issue, of, I think, about presidential security, even though the White House sort of sloughed it off and thought that we were sort of gorging on a sensational story. I think now, you know, day 12 or 14 or whatever it is of the Salahis has gotten a little old. But, you know, look, if there are criminal charges filed, that will show how serious this really was. And I think while there's a lot of sidebars here about the Salahis and their finances and their charitable stuff, I think if the Secret Service does file those charges, that would be a big development in this, obviously.
Right. Because if somebody went down there and tried to, you and I are in there almost every day, you're in there a lot more than I am, but somebody went down there and, like, tried to get over the fence today, right? I mean, if they weren't shot, they certainly would have been charged. They'd be charged right away, right?
Sure. You know, I mean, I think obviously, though, this is a bit more of a sensitive case, and the Secret Service is obviously a little bit on the defensive because they couldn't rush out there within a few hours and file charges until, you know, they figured out what they did wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and I think now that the Secret Service has been investigating this, they've put three of their own officers on leave, administrative leave, and we're told they're likely to be fired. And then meanwhile, the Secret Service director went up to the Hill last week, as you saw, and really took the blame for all this. I think that sort of paved the way to show, okay, we did some things wrong here. Here's what we're doing about what we did. Now maybe they'll move on to the criminal charges. I think if they had done the criminal charges, if they do them, before admitting their own culpability, they would have had a political problem there.
Yeah, I'm sure you are absolutely right on that. So I was at the gaggle there Thursday morning, Ed, and Robert Gibbs' office, and people ask him about the jobs numbers that were due out on Friday, and Gibbs says, you know, we expect it to get worse, not better. They were surprised to get some good news Friday, right?
You know, Robert may have been, may have had some inkling that maybe it was going to get worse.
Right.
I think maybe they were playing the expectations game. I don't know what you think, Bill, but
well, it worked.
Yeah, because, you know, it's great for Robert Gibbs or any White House press secretary of either party to come out and say, oh, man, we think these numbers are going to be worse. And then, you know, they come through and they're slightly better. Look, going from 10.2% to 10% unemployment is still not out of the woods. But you know, maybe they're playing the expectations game. I think big picture, the fact of the matter is the fact that this president took office and we were shedding 750,000 jobs a month.
Right.
You know, and now we're definitely in there under, they revised some numbers from October, I believe it was, that it was down to like 112,000 being shed a month. Now we're, you know, we're really getting close to finally having job growth. That's going to be the key for this president, and it couldn't come fast enough for Democrats on the Hill. They're on the ballot in November 2010, and that's why they're pressuring the White House so much to get out there on jobs.
Yeah, and 11,000 in the month of November, a hell of a lot better than 741 in January. Now, the president, Ed, goes to Brookings tomorrow. Is this kind of what can we expect? Is he going to come out with some real ideas about some, you know, things that they're going to push for in Congress, or what do you hear?
Look for cash for caulkers instead of cash for clunkers. Cash for caulkers, which is they're going to try to caulk your house and put new windows in. The idea would be to winterize homes. Give people some short-term jobs, get them out there, putting in new windows and doors, et cetera, et cetera. Make homes more energy efficient, just as they did with the clunkers, where they turned in the gas guzzlers for more energy efficient cars. But I think he's also going to do some other stuff, like some transportation infrastructure projects we talked about. There's a possibility of some tax credits for businesses. The bottom line, though, is I think no one of those things, whether it's cash for caucus or infrastructure projects, we've heard this stuff before. There's no silver bullet in there. I think more than anything, they've got to just ride this out. The economy's cyclical. They're hoping that, as you said, going from, you know, about 750,000 jobs lost at the beginning of the year per month to where they are now suggests that this cycle is starting to turn, and I stress starting to turn, because the American people are still not feeling it yet. But the broader issue for this White House is I see a pattern developing. I mean, at the West Point speech last Tuesday, all about Afghanistan, very important subject. Within 2 days, he had turned the page to the job summit at the White House. Friday, he went to Allentown, PA, hard-hit area. And then why is he doing this Tuesday? He didn't pick Tuesday by accident. It's because the next day he's going to Oslo, Norway to get the Nobel Peace Prize. He doesn't want people around the country thinking, boy, all he's doing is flying around the world, the most traveled first-year president in history. They want to show, look, we're focused like a laser beam on the economy, just like Bill Clinton was.
You mentioned Ed Henry, senior White House correspondent for CNN here on the Bill Press Show. Ed, you mentioned Afghanistan and the president's speech last Tuesday at West Point, where he said we're going to get in quickly, we're going to get out quickly in July 2011. You know, you and your colleagues down at the press briefings have been really pounding Robert Gibbs on this, as how real is this deadline? It seems that the more we hear about the July 2011, the less firm it is. Is that your reading?
Absolutely. I mean, if you saw State of the Union yesterday where John King had General Jones, the National Security Advisor, saying, look, this is a ramp, you know, the troops will start coming off. And then John played a clip later from Fox News Sunday, and General Petraeus said, this is not a ramp. I mean, what is it? And, you know, part of that is, look, you know, it's hard to get generals on talking points. They're not your normal political figures. They, you know, have great stature, and rightly so. But it's harder to maybe keep them on message than it is a press secretary or a political advisor. But at the end of the day, the American people need sort of a straight story. I mean, when are they getting out? I think the other undercover part of this bill to keep an eye on is, you mentioned get in quickly. Are they really getting in that quickly? I've talked to top people at the Pentagon who are saying getting 30,000 more troops in within 6 months is very aggressive, very ambitious. It might actually be 8 or 9 months. So the time frame on the way in might be stretched out longer, and the time frame on the way out might be stretched longer, too.
Yeah. I mean, if they're not in until
August, September,
then they have less time to do the job than we thought, right?
Exactly, and then that means that the July 2011 is more slippery, and you go down. And I mean, look, in fairness, I think, you know, Secretary Gates has obviously a tough job, and he wants maximum flexibility so that if in July 2011 things aren't as great as expected and the surge hasn't quite worked, perhaps, then he wants a little more time. Some political folks at the White House undoubtedly are looking at the calendar. July 2011 is getting achingly close to November of 2012. And while I'm not suggesting that the election or re-election drove the decision, look, Rahm Emanuel, he knows the political clock as well as you or I, and that has to be a factor. Maybe it's not the most important factor, but the fact of the matter is the American people are getting frustrated with the mission, and this president's under great pressure to bring the troops home.
At least some troops home by that day.
Yes.
Ed Henry, let me ask you about, so the president up to Capitol Hill, he had a busy weekend, I got to tell you, between the Kennedy Centers, and then going up to Capitol Hill, to meet with the Democrats on health care reform. What is that in the background?
That's my daughter playing with a dog. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. That's all right. I just wondered, where the hell is he?
I'm not at the White House. I'm at home.
Okay, good. So is this? How do you read the sign of the president going up here, that the bill is in good shape and he went up to kind of give it a final push, or it's in such bad shape that they needed him to come up there and rescue it?
I'm kind of leaning towards the Democrats who are optimistic that they're finally getting this thing to come into line. I mean, they don't have the 60 votes yet to finally get this through the Senate, but I actually think they're getting closer. They're making some progress. They still got a ways to go. What was interesting is one Democratic senator who was in this room told me that the president was sort of giving a call to action, and it was a bit of a pep rally, et cetera, sort of get them over the top. But then Senator Reid came out, the majority leader, and said that the president never mentioned the public option. So I was thinking, how much of a call to action is it really if he's not mentioning the public option at all? I mean, this gets back to what the frustration among some Democrats has been throughout this whole debate. I mean, how strong is the president pushing the public option? Or is he just going up there to push something, anything through at this point that he'll sign his name to just get this issue done with? Because that's ultimately going to be the test for liberals. Is this real reform or not? I think they're closer to some reform, but whether it's a robust public option or not is still way, way undetermined.
Well, there's no doubt about the fact that the president, who, as you know better than anyone, who never gave a speech about health care where he didn't really push that it's essential to have the public plan option, he hasn't said that for a long time.
He hasn't, and I think the fact that he went up there on a rare Sunday session, as you said, and said, let's go, let's get this thing finally done, and didn't even mention those two words, public option, tells you he's counting the votes, and right now there's not 60 votes for a robust public option. So it shows to me that he's more interested right now in getting something done, and I'm not certain yet that it's going to be strong enough for the left, and there's going to be some frustration there, but the fact is, he spent so much time on this already.
Yeah.
As we head into the new year, if he doesn't get back to jobs, he's got to worry about both wars winding down Iraq as well as hoping to wind down Afghanistan. You know, this climate change summit now that's kicking off in Copenhagen, I mean, global warming is another big issue. We've all known for a long time he's got a full plate. So I actually think that the glass is half full for him right now in getting a health care deal.
Okay. Ed, it sounds like that's a great first question for Robert Gibbs down at the White House today. I'll see you down there a little bit later.
See you in a little bit, though.
All right. Thanks so much. Ed Henry does a great job for CNN at the White House, senior White House correspondent.
The time for bickering is over. The time for games has passed.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation. This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
AM760.net.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-914-5076. That's 1-800-914-5076. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-914-5076. That's 1-800-914-5076.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Got some problems on I-70 near Pecos, both directions. First vehicle with a flat tire, eastbound side. Delays from Federal to York there. Westbounders, a couple different accidents as you move from 25 past Pecos. Vehicle fire, 38th and Sheridan. Also got a rollover crash up in the high country, westbound I-70 near Silver Plume. Your forecast, occasional light snow, small accumulations in the metro. Highs between 15 and 20 degrees. Heavier snow in the overnight, developing into Tuesday morning. Our current downtown temperature is 6 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7680. That's 888-352-7680. 888-352-7680.
I stopped brushing in May 2003 and started Sonicare. I'm Alexa from Stamford, Connecticut. I'm an industrial designer and a mom and a Sonicare toothbrush user. With Sonicare, I always feel like I just left the dentist. My mouth feels really clean, and my checkups are great.
Take the pledge to stop brushing and start Sonicare and enter for a chance to win free dental care for life in the amount of $25,000. Go to sonicare.com/start. No purchase necessary on 1231. Prizes at $25,000 check. See rules at sonicare.com/start.
Warning to students out there on your way to school. I can tell you as a former teacher, I always used to give a sneak attack, a surprise quiz on December 7. It was the Pearl Harbor quiz. That was notorious when I was going to school and when I was teaching school. Surprise quiz on December 7th. Didn't see it coming. Bombs away. Oh, man. No, not to make fun of Pearl Harbor, but we did. Merciless. Hey, before we move along here, David's calling from Minneapolis. Hey, David.
Hi, how are you?
All right, good.
Thank you. I have a couple of points. The main point is that your comment that the CIA is for gathering intelligence is not right. They've always been in the business of covert operations of all kinds.
But covert doesn't mean killing, assassinating, does it? Conducting warfare?
Well, I don't know if it's... let's say this. if you're going to be assassinating people, I think you'd better be doing it covertly. Whether or not you ought to be assassinating people at all, that's another story. And in my opinion, I think it's appropriate. The reason I do think it's appropriate is because I think this entire war should be done covertly. I mean, we don't need thousands, hundreds of thousands of troops in Afghanistan. What we need is a couple of thousand of special forces surgically removing terrorists, not bombing general public. I think it would be a much better way to handle the situation.
Well, I'm all for going after the terrorists, but I want to know who's doing it and how many are there and where they are and what they're up to. We don't know that about the CIA. We know what's going on more or less in Afghanistan. We know more or less what's going on in Iraq. We don't know anything about this covert war. I think the idea of a covert war I'm not saying it's illegal, because I think they have the legal authority, but I think it's immoral. I think it's not in the best interest of this country. I think we citizens have a right to know what the hell our government is up to.
Well, to a point, yes, but I think we also have the problem that if we know, then those guys know.
Well, you know what? If they know we're coming after them, then too damn bad. Then get out of the way or stop your terrorist activities. I'm telling you what. I don't know. I got a problem. When you unleash the CIA to be conducting military operations, and we don't know about it, we've been there before. I mean, this is what they used to do. Again, the Democratic elected Jacobo Arbenz, the president of Guatemala in 1954, CIA went in and threw him out of office. They've tried, in some cases successfully, to foment revolution and uprisings in other parts of the world. I don't think that's what the CIA ought to be up to. You want to conduct a war, then you get permission of Congress to go to war, and you send the military in to conduct the war, not the freaking CIA, the agents who sit in Langley, Virginia, in the comfort of their office and are assassinating people in Afghanistan. Then they get in their car and they drive home, probably stop at the bar on the way home and have a martini to celebrate how many terrorists they killed that day. Moving right along. Here we go. Big weekend for the president. The Kennedy Center last night. The Kennedy Center honors. Five Americans so honored. Grace Bambury, the opera singer, and Mel Brooks.
Unfortunately, many of the punchlines that have defined Mel Brooks' success cannot be repeated here.
Robert De Niro, director.
One of America's greatest cinematic actors is a man famously of few words off the screen, and I can attest to this. So, I'll simply say thank you, Robert De Niro.
David Brubeck, the jazz great, also honored, but the president seemed most excited about Bruce Springsteen.
I'm the president, but he's the boss. So,
how cool is that? Well, I'll tell you what was really cool, when the president gave the boss's nickname.
After more than 30 years and 120 million albums sold, Bruce Springsteen is still one cool rockin' daddy.
Notice that Susan Boyle was not honored last night.
So,
though she's sold more CDs than Bruce, right?
That's not true.
Wait!
She hasn't sold more CDs.
For her initial album?
Her debut album.
Her debut album has sold more CDs than any other performers. That's got to include Bruce Springsteen.
Yes! Her debut had been any other performer's debut album.
Right.
So, but she hasn't sold more records than Bruce.
No, but her debut album.
Just to clarify.
Springsteen's debut album.
Debut album, okay, yes.
There you go.
That's the way to put it.
So the real boss is Susan Boyle.
Stop it.
Back with a parting shot.
The Bill Press Show continues.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Losing your hair is bad news. Denial doesn't help. I'm Brian Reichenberg with exciting news. If you've been waiting for science to create a miracle, our lab in Italy has just released Tevis 8. This is the world's first topically applied enzyme complex that targets DHT, the medically recognized cause of hair loss. For years, thousands have received amazing results with Kevis, and now it's even better. Clinically tested, Kevis 8 promotes healthy hair growth for both men and women. Kevis can be used in conjunction with other products and treatments. Kevis, that's K-E-V-I-S. In celebration of our new 8th generation release, first 200 callers will receive 50% off, plus an additional 30 days free. Call now, 888-604-HAIR. 888-604-HAIR. Call 888-604-HAIR. That's 888-604-HAIR.
With five times the selection, Jared is where to go for diamond jewelry this holiday.
That's Jared.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, has literally hundreds of diamond bracelets, earrings, necklaces, and rings to choose from. Diamond solitaire earrings are always a great choice. At Jared, their extensive selection is priced from under $80 to $5,300 and includes their certified colorless diamonds.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
All right, here's the deal. Now, Campbell's Chunky Soup, always filling and delicious, has 23 soups with all lean meat and a full serving of vegetables. And here's the deal of deals. Get $5 in money-saving coupons at Chunky.com. Campbell's Chunky.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early 1900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 888-600-MIDAS. 888-600-MIDAS. That's 888-600-MIDAS. Again, that's 888-600-MIDAS.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere.
For information, go to cityofhope.org/deliverhope.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Monday, December 7th, my parting shot for today. So how was your weekend? Well, don't ask that question of any member of the U.S. Senate, because they were all working both Saturday and Sunday on health care. And it's about time. Actually, they should have finished health care a long time ago. To goose them along, even President Obama dropped in Sunday afternoon. It was a closed-door meeting, so we don't know exactly what happened, but we can only hope that President Obama looked across the table at three Democrats who are against the public plan option: Mary Landrieu of Louisiana, Ben Nelson of Nebraska, and Blanche Lincoln of Arkansas. We can only hope that he looked at those three so-called Democrats and said, hey, we Democrats have been fighting for universal health care reform since the days of Franklin Roosevelt. Today, we're closer to getting it than we've ever been before. And in order for there to be real health care reform, there has to be a public plan option. So I just want you to know, senators, that you may try to kill this bill, but if you do, you're going to pay the price, because we're going to run a candidate against you in your next primary election, and I, Barack Obama, will personally campaign against you, and you, Blanche Lincoln, Ben Nelson, and Mary Landrieu, will soon be out of a job. God, I sure hope that's what happens. No more nice guy, Barack. Time to get tough with these so-called Democrats. Hey, that's my parting shot for today, folks. Frank Rich from the New York Times will be with us tomorrow. I'll be down at the White House briefing at 12:45 East Coast time. Again, thanks to all the gang out in Chicago for a great night there with WCPT and all of you listeners on Saturday night. And I'll see you right here on the radio again tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press Show.
If you have been in your home for 5 years or more, and you're in the market for a new home, you are now eligible for a $6,500 tax credit. The first-time homebuyer $8,000 tax credit has been extended to the beginning of June. No payments until 2010. You want to save money for the holidays? Call American Financing now, and you don't have to make a payment until 2010. 303-695-7000. If you didn't take advantage of historically low interest rates earlier this year, here's your chance. If you're not going to stay in your home for more than 5 years, take advantage of the low rates with an FHA 5-year fixed ARM. Rates are in the low fours. Get a quick response from a human being at American Financing, not some computer-generated loan from an invisible national 800 number. American Financing's mortgage loan officers are salaried employees, not 100% commission like many lenders out there. Get pre-qualified over the phone in an hour and close in about 7 days. 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. Walk-ins are welcome at 225 and Parker Road. AmericanFinancing.net.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapan. Delegates from 192 countries around the world got a noisy welcome as they arrived for the opening of a major climate conference in Copenhagen. They'll try to cut a deal to curb greenhouse gases. Duke University environmental expert Bill Shamidi says getting that many countries on the same page is going to be a tall order.
We need to have expectations that something will come out of this, but not too high. When we talk about addressing global warming, we're talking about a problem that we'll be working on for decades and decades.
I'm Vicki Barker reporting live. Even without a legally binding climate treaty in Copenhagen, the Obama administration's expected to toughen its policies on global warming. 6 years after the Bush administration excluded carbon dioxide, Mr. Obama's reportedly poised to declare the greenhouse gas a dangerous pollutant. Business leaders tell the Wall Street Journal that could hit growth and cost them more in EPA compliance costs than any measures coming out of Copenhagen. Frank?
The Senate is set for a second week of debate on health care reform. CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us it's a crucial week for Democratic leaders.
They will have to figure out how to overcome the divide within their own party, those three or four senators who are still uncomfortable with the idea of the public option. Can they get those senators on board, or will they come up with an alternative to the public option that will please the three or four they need to get 60 votes to pass a health care bill?
In the streets of Tehran, Iranian protesters tangled with police and the Republican Guard. Foreign press coverage of the demonstration was banned, but witnesses said the police used force to contain the crowd. The Washington Post says the military is donating millions of dollars worth of vehicles and equipment to the Iraqi government instead of sending it to the Afghan front. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland doesn't find that surprising.
It may be more expensive to move some of these items from upcountry in Iraq down through Kuwait and then transport it to Afghanistan than simply delivering new supplies from the United States.
The Supreme Court hears arguments today on what the police have to say before they can question someone.
43 years after the Supreme Court created Miranda rights, it's still defining exactly what police have to tell arrested suspects. Tampa police use a standard form that says you have a right to talk to a lawyer before answering any questions. CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cullen says the question now is whether suspects must be told explicitly the lawyer can be present during questioning.
The legal precedent here is clearly on the side of the Florida courts, which refuse to endorse the written form the police use now.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Cancer researchers are reporting a significant breakthrough. They were able to shrink lung tumors by giving mice micro-DNA, small bits of genetic material in DNA.
If we give this RNA back to mice that have lung cancer, we can actually reverse the cancers in those.
Yale's Dr. Frank Slack. S&P futures are down 3 points. This is CBS News.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's that time of year again, Rose.
Yeah, Medicare open enrollment.
My son and I were talking about prescription drug plans. I compared my options, and I like what I have.
Now's the time to review your Medicare prescription drug and health plans. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
So how is little Billy?
Little Billy is 42.
Open enrollment ends December 31st, so visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Inspired by high levels of quality, Chevy is inspiring some pretty high praise in return. See for yourself. The Washington Post says, if you're shopping for a compact crossover and you fail to give the new Equinox an open-minded review, you are cheating yourself. The all-new Equinox, with an EPA estimated 32 mpg highway. It's just one of the critically acclaimed cars and crossovers from Chevy. Compare them to anyone, and may the best car win.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. A CU scientist is in Copenhagen for the International Climate Conference. The university says Professor Walid Abdelati will give a talk on his research on Arctic ice and the rapidly changing Greenland and Antarctic ice sheets. Other professors and CU staffers are going to be observing the conference. Conference of 192 nations open today. Several from Colorado will be there, including Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper. Governor Ritter has also sent a climate advisor to the meeting. In sports, the Broncos rolled the Chiefs 44-13 yesterday.
These games, when we've had balance, you know, like that, we've played really well and kind of controlled the clock and controlled the whole game. So that's what you got to do in December. You're not going to be able to throw the ball 50 times and hopefully be able to pound it at them 35, 40 times and then make plays in the passing game. That's what we did.
Quarterback Kyle Orton and the rest of the Broncos now have to get ready for the undefeated Indianapolis Colts. That game is next Sunday. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where a crash on I-25 right around Colorado really hanging things up, both in and out of the DU area. Speeds are going to dip down into the teens and single digits in spots through stretches on both sides of the highway there. We've got a crash southbound I-25. This is at 76. That's going to slow you up as you're trying to get downtown out of the Thornton and North Glen area. Checking on those CDOT cameras northbound. 225 really starting to crawl as you're coming up on Parker, going around the curve past Iliff all the way towards 6th Avenue. Again, speeds in the teens and 20s through there. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be cloudy and cold today with a high near 19. We could see some scattered flurries throughout. Cooling off, in fact, getting really cold in the overnight, low dropping down to 12. Currently, it's 6. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Remember, at King Soopers, you get double fuel points when you buy gift cards. You'll find them for retailers like Home Depot and Best Buy, restaurants, theaters, and more. So give them as gifts or buy them for yourself and earn double fuel points. Get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
706 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Freezing out there, and it's not going to get any warmer. That was the forecast, at least I saw last night. Snow in the forecast for much of the week. And it gets a little bit warmer. It's dark and cold out there. I had a great weekend, though, even though it was dark and cold. After our festival here with the Yak and Yeti Brew Company on Friday, I went home and I just basically sat on the couch for the rest of the day. And because I hadn't slept the night before, I just basically... My wife, Emily, basically said, you need to sit on the couch the rest of the day and watch The Big Lebowski, which I did, which is pretty sweet. And hit the this weekend hit the Dry Dock Brewing Company this weekend, had their great IPA. I think I'm becoming an IPA fan.
Good. It's about time.
Yeah, I think I'm becoming an IPA
Hot
fan.
Hothead.
Yeah, my friend and I, my buddy Mike, who was on the show last week, we basically spent the afternoon on Saturday taking down a growler and playing Halo, which was pretty sweet. And then went out to Jay's Noodles out on Federal. If you've ever been there, it is great. It's a little hole in the wall. It is awesome. Jay's Noodles out on Federal. I can't recommend
it
enough.
What kind of food?
It's Thai.
Thai food?
Yeah,
cool.
And it's right across the street from the best Vietnamese restaurant I've ever been to, which is New Saigon.
The New Saigon?
Yeah.
I've heard that.
It is fantastic.
Yeah, I should go try that.
It is really, really good. And
so Dry Dock was fun, though?
Dry Dock was great. Dry Dock was great.
Kevin
it's a great
DeLang,
place.
Did you get to see the owner there?
I did. I saw him. It's a great place.
It is. Did you eat some popcorn while you got beer?
Yeah, and they are doing really well.
They're doing really well.
They're going to expand.
You know what else is really good that I had over the holiday, over the Thanksgiving break, was their, not their Weiss, maybe it was at their Kolsch. They have, I believe it's a Kolsch, and it was just awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. They're going
hey,
places.
Hey, they won a gold medal for best small brewery in the United States of America, GABF, last
and
week.
Apparently they are looking to expand. That's the that's what good. I've been hearing. Yeah,
congratulations, Dry Dock and Kevin DeLang.
Yeah, really, really good news. A lot of news out there this weekend. This morning has felt like kind of like a little bit harried this morning because there's so much news. I had a computer problem. Then we had a problem with our website. It sort of felt like this.
Prepare to make the jump to light speed.
They're getting closer.
Oh, yeah? Watch this.
Watch what?
I think we're in trouble.
If I may say so, sir, I noticed earlier the hyperdrive motivator has been damaged. It's impossible to go to light speed.
We're in trouble.
Yeah, the hyperdrive motivator has been in big trouble.
Me and Dave even got a little argument this morning, too.
We got into a little... It wasn't even about anything.
No, it wasn't. I know, it was... I apologize, Dave.
No, I apologize, too.
Must be Monday, right?
Yeah, case of the Mondays.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Yeah, I got a case of the Mondays. It's so cold out there. I got a rash.
What?
I'm kidding. It's a line from Lebowski.
That's right.
I watched it. I got a rash. A lot of news on Afghanistan, and we're going to be talking about it in this first hour. I know we've talked about it a lot last week, and a lot of news over the weekend. Now, here's the thing. I mentioned last week that the U.S. Army's field guide, newly released U.S. Army field guide, has said, that we need 600,000 troops in country in Afghanistan to run an effective counterinsurgency strategy. That's the U.S. Army's field guide, newly released. And in a blog post over at my blog, which is linked at am760.net on the David Sirota page, I said, all right, well, that means one of three things is happening. Okay, if 600,000 troops are needed to go over to Afghanistan to run an effective counterinsurgency strategy, and President Obama is only increasing troop levels there, and I put only in quotes, by 30,000 troops, then one out of three things is happening. One, the president believes we can conduct the kind of counterinsurgency he says we need with only, in total, one-sixth of the troop levels his counterinsurgency experts, the military's counterinsurgency experts, say is necessary, because after the 30,000 troops that are put into Afghanistan, we will have 100,000 troops there. So the first thing that might be going on is that President Obama simply believes the 30,000 troops can accomplish, or really 100,000 troops can accomplish what the military, what his own military advisors say requires 600,000 troops. I don't think that's the case, though, because I think President Obama's a smart guy. Okay, so I'm going to discount number one. Number two, President Obama may be escalating the war with no intention of halting an escalation by 2011, but instead an intention of continuing to escalate to much higher troop levels, irrespective of his promise, his very explicit promise to try to bring troops home in 2011. We'll get back to that in a second. So option two is if his military advisor is saying you need 600,000 troops and he's put in 30,000, then we have to consider the fact that maybe he's not planning to draw those troops down by 2011. Now, when I initially wrote this piece, I discounted that. I said, look, let's just take President Obama at his word, right? I mean, I don't want to get into calling the guy a liar. You know, who knows exactly what's in his mind, but I want to take President Obama at his word. And we heard a lot of Democrats over the weekend, even on this show, say they were very, very happy. The thing that they were most happy about is that the president is outlining an exit strategy and a timetable for withdrawal. Now, here's what's changed since I wrote what I wrote. The headline in the New York Times this morning: no firm plans for a U.S. exit in Afghanistan. The Obama administration sent a forceful public message Sunday that American military forces could remain in Afghanistan for a very long time. Seeking to blunt criticism from Republicans that President Obama had sent the wrong signal in his war strategy speech last week by projecting July 2011 as the start of a withdrawal. Now, I want to be really clear here, because just in case you think President Obama and the Obama administration have given themselves some wiggle room on this, right? Just remember that Robert Gibbs, the spokesperson for the White House, after President Obama's initial speech at West Point, saying he's going to start a drawdown in 2011, he said Gibbs went to the president for clarification. Gibbs then called this reporter at CBS News to his office to relate what the president said. The president told him it is locked. There is no flexibility. Troops will start coming home in July 2011, period. It's etched in stone. Gibbs said he even had the chisel. This is White House correspondent, CBS News White House correspondent Chip Reed. So again, the president gives a speech, says we're getting out in 20, going to start getting out in 2011. The next day, the White House press secretary goes to the White House spokesperson. The White House spokesperson says to the media, the president said it is locked in stone, July 2011. There is no flexibility. Troops will start coming home in July 2011, period. It's etched in stone. Now the headline this morning, only a few days later, no firm plans for a U.S. exit in Afghanistan. That's the big headline in the New York Times this morning. And I'm going to read a little bit from this story. In a flurry of coordinated television interviews, Defense Secretary Robert M. Gates, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and other top administration officials said that any troop pullout beginning in 2011 would be slow and that the Americans would only then be starting to transfer security responsibilities to Afghan forces under Mr. Obama's plan. James L. Jones, President's National Security Advisor, says, quote, we're going to be in Afghanistan for a long time. Defense Secretary Robert Gates, there isn't a deadline. We have a date which we will begin transferring some responsibility for security, district by district, province by province. So this, to me, seems like a major, major reversal. This, to me, seems like we have, frankly, been lied to. We've gone from the president saying we are going to begin a serious drawdown in July 2011. I'm quoting from the speech, quote, we will begin the transfer of our forces out of Afghanistan in July 2011. The next day, the White House press secretary says there is no flexibility on that. It is etched in stone. Then over the weekend, we have a series of White House officials going on television saying that's not the case. National Security Advisor Jim Jones, we are not leaving Afghanistan. That is a direct quote. Defense Secretary Robert Gates, I don't consider this any kind of exit strategy. David Petraeus, there is no timeline, no ramp, nothing like that. Hillary Clinton, we're not talking about an exit strategy or a drop-dead deadline. Jim Jones tells the BBC in further another interview, in no manner, shape, or form is the United States leaving Afghanistan in 2011. So, the open question to all the critics out there last week who were criticizing me, who were criticizing progressives for raising questions about this, do you feel lied to? Do you think the Obama administration has lied to you and lied to the country about Afghanistan? 303-713-7600. Are you now concerned that what we are going to see, as many critics have been worried about, that we are going to see a long-term buildup in Afghanistan? You've now got the president's top national security advisor, top national security advisors, plural, headed to television saying that the president effectively did not tell us the truth. So, do you feel like the administration has lied to you? Do you feel like the president's administration is undermining him? is there dissension in the ranks. I mean, I didn't think Hillary Clinton won the election. I didn't think Jim Jones won the election. I thought Barack Obama was president. So who do you trust, and what do you think is going on here? I mean, is this kind of like a challenge to the president's power by his own staff? 303-713-7600. I got to tell you something, you can see it. You can check the record. Check my blog. I said I'm going to go with the president and trust him that when he says he's going to start drawing down troops in a serious way, I'm not going to question whether he's telling us the truth or not, because I'm going to assume he is until proven otherwise. Well, over the weekend, these folks went on television and basically, I think, said that the president lied. And remember, please, if you call up 303-713-7600, don't give us any nonsense that these people went on television in an unauthorized way. This was a very coordinated strategy, right? Nothing comes out of the White House that's not coordinated. The president's top national security advisor, the Secretary of State, the Defense Secretary, they all go on TV with the same message. So what do you think is going on here? 303-713-7600 is the number again. 303-713-7600. Weigh in. Is the president lying to us on the Afghanistan drawdown date? After the break, we'll take your calls. Also, want to fill you in on this story. The CIA is going to begin expanding its use of drone killings in Pakistan. Remember, I wrote that column about the video gameization of the military. A crazy story here. I'll fill you in on that again after a traffic update with Captain Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Got a few accidents as you're moving your way southbound 25. Let's start on the north end. One at Interstate 76, delays there, stop and go back to 120th. Another one, southbound 25 at Colorado, delays there, begin at Emerson Street. And then finally, as you get closer to the tech center, another one around Bellevue. Other crash out there, eastbound 76 at Highway 85 and eastbound 76 near E-470. There are some slick spots around town. It's going to be a slow commute for you. Want to give yourself at least an extra 15 to 30 minutes on your drive today. Your forecast, occasional light snow, small accumulations in the metro, highs between 15 and 20 degrees, heavier snow developing in the overnight and into Tuesday morning. Our current downtown temperature, 7 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota. Want to add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and help preserve the environment? Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that can make sure your home is warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Purchasing insulation from Best Way can also qualify you for a federal tax credit and rebates from your energy company. For more information, go to bestwayinsulation.com or visit am760.net and enter the keyword insulation. Again, that's bestwayinsulation.com or am760.net, keyword insulation.
Don't rent electricity, own it. Find out how with Independent Power Systems at the Lowry Community Solar Event. The Coors Field Solar Experts will show you how to make your own power with solar electric and get up to 50% off with rebates and incentives. Better yet, find out how to get free electricity for 1 year when you go solar for zero down and no payments for 12 months. Save up to an additional $1,500 when you install your solar system in 2010. Learn how Wednesday, December 9th at 7 p.m. at the Stanley British Primary School in Lowry. The Xcel Energy Solar Rewards rebate is dropping at regular intervals, so act now to lock in the maximum rebate. Learn how with Independent Power Systems Wednesday, December 9th at 7 p.m. at the Stanley British Primary School in Lowry. Go to solarips.com/Lowry to RSVP today or call 303-443-0115. Independent Power Systems, an authorized distributor of Kyocera high-quality, high-performance solar electric systems and modules. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts.
With five times the selection, Jared is where to go for diamond jewelry this holiday.
That's Jared!
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry has literally hundreds of diamond bracelets, earrings, necklaces, and rings to choose from. Diamond solitaire earrings are always a great choice. At Jared, their extensive selection is priced from under $80 to $5,300 and includes their certified colorless diamonds.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com.
B-U-N-D-L-E-S. Or online at 303bundles.com. That's 303bundles.com.
All right, here's the deal. Now, Campbell's Chunky Soup, always filling and delicious, has 23 soups with all lean meat and a full serving of vegetables. And here's the deal of deals. Get $5 in money-saving coupons at chunky.com. Campbell's Chunky.
If you open your ears,
and I'm just one of those regular guys,
your
mind will follow.
I'm a liberal.
I consider myself an independent.
And it just blows my mind.
It doesn't matter what side you're from. What matters is what you say, the truth.
Listen.
Be more informed.
Become more informed.
Learn.
I learn a lot. I feel like I get all the real news from you guys.
Talk.
The honest, regular folk.
AM 760.
Taking action.
Colorado's progressive talk.
What is going on at the White House? That has been my question all weekend, especially after yesterday. I wrote on Friday a piece on my blog. You can find my blog, am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin. See, it's wired into my head. Click over to the Dave Sirota page and click on my political blog. And I wrote a piece on Friday saying, look, the military says we ultimately need 600,000 troops to run an effective counterinsurgency strategy in Afghanistan. That's a verifiable fact. That's in the military's counterinsurgency guide just released this year. President Obama is pushing only for an escalation of 30,000 troops. I put only in quotes because only is a lot of people, but point being, it will only raise troop levels in Afghanistan to 100,000. So what is going on? And one of the ideas I floated was, well, maybe President Obama isn't telling the truth to us when he says that we're going to begin a drawdown in 2011. That's what he said in his speech to the country, to West Point. And by the way, the next day, CBS News reported that Robert Gibbs, the White House press secretary, was asked for complete clarification on what a drawdown meant. Gibbs called CBS News to tell CBS that the president said that it is locked in. There is no flexibility. Troops will start coming home in July 2011, period. It's etched in stone, said Gibbs. Then, over the weekend, and it's all captured in this New York Times piece, no firm plans for a U.S. exit in Afghanistan. Now, when I wrote my piece on Friday, I said, look, maybe the president, if he's only putting 100,000 troops in there and the military says he needs 600,000, maybe he's not planning to get out. Maybe we've been lied to. But then I said in the same piece, I said, you know what? I don't want to go there. Right? I want to trust the president. I want to take him at his word. I can't read his mind. Let's take him at his word. Until proven otherwise. Well, on Sunday, the New York Times reports no firm plans for a U.S. exit in Afghanistan. The Obama administration sent a forceful public message Sunday that American military forces will remain in Afghanistan for a long time, seeking to blunt criticism that the president had sent the wrong signal in his war strategy speech last week by projecting 2011 as the start of a withdrawal. In a flurry of coordinated television interviews, Defense Secretary Robert Gates, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, National Security Advisor Jim Jones, and General David Petraeus, and other top administration officials said that any troop pullout beginning in 2011 would be slow. And there's various quotes here from these officials saying, we're going to be there a very long time. We have no plans to leave Afghanistan. So what is going on? Have we been lied to? Did the president deliberately lie to us and to the media? Or are his own advisors undermining him? What is going on? And does this make you fear now that we are really in there for the long haul, that this is really, really a quagmire? Because a lot of you criticized me and other progressive voices who said this looks, feels, and smells like Vietnam. So what do you think? What do you think is going on? 303-713-7600. And the most important question, do you think we are getting out of Afghanistan? A lot of Democrats using the president's discussion of a withdrawal strategy and an exit strategy as reason to support him, saying, hey, at least he outlined an exit strategy. Well, what do you think about this? How does this make you feel? 303-713-7600. Before we get to the phones, I want to update you on that CIA story. And a side note, although a pretty big deal here, CIA to expand use of drones in Pakistan. The New York Times reporting 2 weeks ago in Pakistan, CIA sharpshooters killed 8 people suspected of being militants of the Taliban, wounding 2 others. Then the Java North Waziristan done, the CIA officers could head home from the agency's Langley, Virginia headquarters, facing only the hazards of the area's famously snarled suburban traffic. So this is the video gameization of the war over there. And now, clearly, I mean, it's not even a secret now. It's in the New York Times. The CIA waging war inside of Pakistan, where we haven't declared war, where we're not officially supposed to be. So it seems to me this is like, I mean, you want to talk about Vietnam comparisons. You know, it's like we were escalating in Vietnam. There was a secret war going on in Cambodia. What do you think is going on here? 303-713-7600. Has the president lost control of his own administration? 303-713-7600. We'll go on to Lori in Littleton. Lori, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David. I just was calling to say that I saw Gates and Clinton on Meet the Press and on This Week with George Stephanopoulos. And in both cases, they did not say what the New York Times said they're saying. What they said was that, yeah, it's going to be a slow drawdown. You know, that what they were trying to do is say, you know, we're not going to, in 2011, close the doors and run out of the country. They said it was going to be a slow drawdown, but they said that they were going to begin transferring responsibility as soon as possible, that, in fact, that was going to be the emphasis going forward.
Lori, the New York Times is only repeating their quotes. I'm reading from Jim Jones.
Yeah, but
the president has said, the president, hold on a minute. You're saying that the New York Times is lying, which is ridiculous. The president has said we are not leaving Afghanistan, a direct quote from National Security Advisor Jim Jones. David Petraeus, there's no timeline, nothing like that. Robert Gates, this is not an exit strategy. Hillary Clinton, we're not talking about an exit strategy. And then she goes on to say, we will have 100,000 forces there, and they are not leaving in July of 2011. That is a direct quote from Robert Gates. So what are you talking about?
Well, all I'm saying is that I can't speak for Jim Jones. I didn't see him. But when I saw Gates and Clinton, they were on the two shows, and it was a long conversation, and those little snippets, you know, taken in you know, response to any particular question, the overall conversation was saying that they intended to try to transfer responsibility as soon as possible, and that there's thinking.
So let me get this straight, Lori.
I will grant you it means nothing. They could be completely wrong in their thinking, but they think it's going to work a whole lot better than it did in Iraq, and that Karzai is going to be more responsive than he has been in the past because he's made certain steps recently.
But let me just because I'm very interested in this. You're telling me somehow that we are misjudging the idea that when Robert Gates says we will have 100,000 forces in Afghanistan and they are not leaving in July of 2011. That is a direct quote. When you hear that, when you hear Jim Jones say the president has said we are not leaving Afghanistan, when you hear Gates reiterate, I don't consider this an exit strategy, when you hear Hillary Clinton say this is not an exit strategy, you're telling me, I mean, what are you telling me when you hear that?
I'm telling you that I listened to the totality of the conversation.
But there's no wiggle room in the quotes that I've just mentioned to you. They're not being equivocal. There's no room for wiggling there.
They are, because what they were trying to convey is that we're not dropping our guns and everybody walking out of the country in July of 2011. They're trying to say it's going to be a slow drawdown, which, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that I think that the troop buildup was a good thing in the first place, or that it's this idea that we're actually going to have a presence there, which Gates did say, you know, we're going to have a presence there for a long time. He was trying to say we're not going to drop everything and walk out the door altogether on July of 2011. It's going to be a slow drawdown. We're going to start transferring power as soon as.
I guess you and I.
I'm just saying that the picture that the New York Times is painting.
That's not the New York Times. That's not the New York Times. What I just read to you are direct quotes. Now, I guess, but Lori, it's not a little. There's no room to equivocate. They are not leaving in July of 2011. That is a direct quote. There is no room for wiggling. But you know what? A lot of people, I mean, this is, and I had this conversation over the weekend with some folks. You know, there are a lot of people out there who simply want to believe. And they can't deal with this unless they believe. It is the desire to believe that President Obama has not lied to us is a very, very powerful desire. It was a very, very powerful desire among Democrats back in the 60s with Lyndon Johnson. It is a very, very powerful desire. And, Lori, I think you epitomized it there. I don't think you're necessarily wrong. I think there was a totality of a conversation. But those quotes I've read are not taken out of context. Those are direct quotes. And I think you've sort of shown us that people simply want to believe and are willing to bend the light in order to believe, to consider believing, to keep believing, because without believing, it's kind of a hopeless situation. Thanks for the call. Sarah Jane in Boulder, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David, I just wanted to share a really stark visual, emotional picture that I experienced driving back from Trinidad back to Boulder yesterday in the snow. And that was a train full of the vehicles, sand-colored vehicles, hundreds of them snaking over the road in the snow. And I had to stop on the side of I-25 and cry because I'm looking at these hundreds of sand-colored Army vehicles, some of them with the Red Crosses on them, the medic vehicles, and I know there's a 100% guarantee that some of those vehicles are, you know, funeral cars for our troops. And, you know, I was the only car that stopped on the side of the road. I don't know what other people were paying attention to, but to see that parade was so stark to me that regardless of what anybody says, regardless of what this whole, you know, it's all a game, really, in politics, in making law, in the justice system. It's all about strategy. But those were vehicles that some of our troops are going to die in. And that was like being punched in the chest for me.
And I think a lot of people forget that. I think, you know, I call it, I've called it distance bravery. You hear a lot of people call up radio stations, and you hear a lot of radio hosts, and you hear a lot of pundits express what I call a lot of distance bravery, the bravery of being willing to send other people halfway across the globe to die for your crazy neoconservative ideas. And
when
you see
it right in your face. Exactly. You see that right in front of you, you know, going across the plains in Colorado, and there's just no denying that people are going to die. Nobody really knows exactly what the reason is. You know, and Vice President Biden said, you know, show me your budget and I'll show you your priorities. We can't turn our faces on that. And we can't turn our faces on the fact that more people are going to die and there's really no reason for it.
Yeah, and again, I think it's been the media and the debate around Afghanistan and the in part, frankly, the part of the liberal community, the Democratic community that's willing to look the other way when a president of their own party does this, I think you're right, treats the whole thing like a game, and that's a real tragedy. And it's especially a real tragedy when you've got Obama administration officials going on television saying that if you thought this was going to be a short little burst of a surge, think again. This is not an exit strategy. The troops are not leaving in 2011, says Robert Gates on television. It's really, you're right, it's like a punch in the chest. Hey, Sarah Jane, thanks for the call. Thanks for relating the story.
Thank you.
737 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Is the president lying? Did the president lie when he said that we're going to start a serious drawdown of troops in 2011 in Afghanistan? His major national security officials go on TV and says that the president has not articulated an exit strategy and that we are not leaving. Or even starting to leave in 2011. What do you think is going on? Is this his aides undermining him, or did he lie to us? 303-713-7600. After the break, I want to fill you in on a health care amendment that would force the president, his cabinet, and the entire Congress into the public option if the Congress creates a public option. And this is an amendment, which I think is a fantastic amendment, sponsored, or at least co-sponsored, by a right-wing Republican. I'll fill you in on that, and we'll get back to our discussion of Afghanistan after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, I just want to remind everybody to take it easy this morning. Just slow down a little bit, getting reports of some speeders on the turnpike heading westbound, sliding out and hitting the median there. So do be careful. Have several crashes on I-25 as you head southbound from basically the north end. We'll start at the north end anyway. Southbound I-25 at 76. Another one near Colorado, and finally one at Bellevue, seeing stop-and-go jams all the way back around 136 coming into the city for those southbounders. Northbounders also struggling, leaving Castle Rock from Castle Pines Parkway to Ridgegate, also slow going across the Tech Center into downtown. Several crashes also on eastbound 76. Let's start out on the east side. Have one at Highway 85, another near E-470, and finally one at Sheridan for those eastbounders. It's a really nasty commute going on, so just take it easy, everybody. Your forecast, mostly cloudy and cold, periods of light snow, not much accumulation though in the city, but the high country could see a lot of snow today. Highs in the upper teens right now, 6 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Now you can fly home for the holidays for less. To find the lowest United fares of the season, visit united.com/densale today, before they're gone.
Obviously, the ethical issue was a major drive.
That's the actual voice of someone who reported software piracy. Why did you report software piracy?
Knowing what software takes in terms of development, teaching, programming myself, understanding the time involved in that, people are due what they charge for the software, and people should abide by that.
Report software piracy confidentially by the end of the year, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit NoPiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BS.
Honey, have you been up all night?
There's so much to watch with our new Comcast Digital TV and HBO. I don't want to miss a minute. HBO has movies like Taken and Slumdog Millionaire. I can't help myself.
Sweetie, you do know digital TV comes with on-demand, so you can watch your shows whenever you want and maybe get some sleep.
Oh, yeah, HBO On Demand. Next, I can watch back-to-back episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm, Big Love, and Entourage. This is awesome.
Comcast Digital TV, with hundreds of on-demand choices, plus HBO and HBO On Demand included. Get it all for just $29.99 a month for 6 months. But hurry, this great offer ends Tuesday, December 15th. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Offer ends 12/15/09. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. After 6 month promo period, regular charge supply. Equipment installation taxes and franchise fees extra. Other restrictions apply. For more information, call 1-800-COMCAST.
Order this holiday season at OfficeDepot.com and get free next business day shipping in our local delivery area on qualifying orders of $50 or more. Office Depot is the top 30 smart gifts that were hand-selected as the smartest gift ideas at great holiday prices. So now you can get the smartest gifts at great prices and the smartest shipping at an even better price, free. Give more, spend less. Office Depot. For more smart deals, visit OfficeDepot.com. Order by 5 p.m. local time and your qualifying order of $50 or more will be delivered free the next business day in our local delivery areas. Some furniture and technology and special order items are excluded. Restrictions apply. See Office Depot.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get a $30 Brothers Barbecue certificate for only $15. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
What you owe. Call the National Law Institute now at 877-DEBT-313 to learn how to qualify so you and your family can enjoy the holiday season in peace. Call 877-DEBT-313 today to schedule a free consultation with one of their attorneys. That's 877-DEBT-313 or visit them online at thenationallawinstitute.com.
As a parent, can you imagine the heartbreaking pain of having your little girl or boy tearfully say, "I'm hungry. Is there anything to eat?" And you know there's not because you just paid the rent or bought medicine or lost your job. At the Salvation Army, we're helping rising numbers of families in the Denver area who are hungry and have nowhere else to turn. They're middle-class neighbors with kids who have always taken care of themselves, but now they need your help to make ends meet. Please help bring groceries and hope to their kitchen table. Join the Salvation Army as we fight hunger this holiday season in Denver. Your gift of just $33 will help feed a family of four for an entire week or provide a small toy for each of their children. Please don't forget these families in need. Give now and you'll tell them that someone cares, that tomorrow can be better. To send your gift of $33, call 1-800-SAL-ARMY. That's 1-800-SAL-ARMY. Or visit am760.net.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's about 5 degrees out there, so keep warm and drive safely. We're talking about the big story over the weekend. President Obama promised in his speech to begin a drawdown of troops in Afghanistan in July of 2011. The day after the speech, the White House press office was asked to further clarify what the president meant by that. CBS News reported that White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs called CBS News' White House Bureau to relate what the president said when the president was asked for clarification. The president told White House spokesperson Robert Gibbs to tell the press, "There is no flexibility on that timetable. Troops will start coming home in July 2011, period. It's etched in stone." Gibbs said he even had the chisel. Now we hear a series of White House officials going on television over the weekend saying, actually, that's not necessarily true. In fact, there is no plans, really, to start leaving Afghanistan in 2011. Let's hear, just so you can hear it for yourself, let's hear a couple of clips of what was said. Here's Defense Secretary Robert Gates.
Well, first of all, I don't consider this an exit strategy, and I try to avoid using that term. I think this is a transition.
My bad. That was Defense Secretary Robert Gates. I said Robert Gibbs. Robert Gibbs is the White House press secretary who said it's etched in stone. That was Robert Gates, the defense secretary, saying that this is not an exit strategy and that we're not leaving. Here's some more from Robert Gates in the same interview.
It's the beginning of a process. In July 2011, our generals are confident that they will know whether our strategy is working. And the plan is to begin transferring areas of responsibility for security over to the Afghan security forces, with us remaining in a tactical and then strategic overwatch position, sort of a cavalry over the hill. But we will begin to thin our forces and begin to bring them home. But the pace of that, of bringing them home, and where we will bring them home from, will depend on the circumstances on the ground, and those judgments will be made by our commanders in the.
So there you go. So that last clause, that last clause gives him an out. He said, well, we're only going to start bringing troops home if conditions on the ground are what we say they are, if the conditions are as good as we hope they will be. That's different from the White House saying it's etched in stone. It's etched in stone that the troops will begin coming home in 2011. Here is General Jim Jones, President Obama's national security advisor, on television this weekend.
Sure, well, the president's decision on 2011 has more to do with the transition than anything else.
But if they're not more capable.
But it is not a cliff. It's a glide slope. And so certainly the president has also said that we're not leaving Afghanistan. We are here to make sure that Afghanistan succeeds.
We're not leaving Afghanistan. We're not leaving Afghanistan. That's what Jim Jones said, even though the president, of course, said, we are leaving Afghanistan. The direct quote from President Obama in his speech, we're going to begin the transfer of our forces out of Afghanistan in July of 2011. And also, I just want to remind you, this is the other thing that's getting me about this. I keep talking about the transfer of power to Afghan security forces. The headline in the Wall Street Journal on November 30th, U.S. cool to surge in Afghanistan's own force. The Obama administration has soured on a call from its top commander to double the size of the Afghan police and army, reflecting the White House's continued skepticism, which is rightly so, I think, about the Afghan government, even as the U.S. prepares a surge of troops into the country. So the Wall Street Journal saying now that this whole idea that we're really planning to transfer power and help build the Afghan army is a lot of crap. U.S. cool to surge in Afghanistan's own force. So what do you think is going on here? 303-713-7600. Is this a White House off message? Is this President Obama's aides undermining him? Is this we've been lied to? I mean, it's not like we haven't been lied to about war before. It's not like Democratic presidents haven't lied to us about war. Anybody remember LBJ? So what do you think's going on? 303-713-7600. Ann in Evergreen. Ann, you're on AM760. Hello, Ann.
Hi. You know, I just wanted to say that, unfortunately, I did not see the shows on Sunday morning. I generally like to watch those. But this is a conversation that I have with my conservative husband constantly. You can't take a piece of a conversation that makes your point and feel that you have an accurate picture of the whole conversation. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that Rush Limbaugh does.
They are not leaving in July of 2011.
Well,
No. Enough of this. You know what? No. I'm not going to have callers come on here and pretend that what was said wasn't said. They are not leaving in July of 2011. Jones on the BBC, in no manner, shape, or form is the United States leaving Afghanistan in 2011. Jim Jones, we are not leaving Afghanistan, he said on CNN. David Petraeus, there's no timeline, no ramp, nothing like that. Defense Secretary Robert Gates, this is not an exit strategy. The president, before all of this, tells CBS News, it is etched in stone. It is etched in stone that we are leaving in 2011, or that we are at least starting to leave in 2011. It is locked in. There is no flexibility. I'm reading right from CBS News. So, Anne, do you know what I say to you? What I say to you is that people like you will look anywhere you can for any spin you can find to pretend that the world exists in the fantasy you have created in your own mind. Thanks for the call. Bud in Littleton. Bud, you're on AM760.
Hey there. Hey, I just wanted to say that I think it's really important that we keep civilian control of the military. And that's like one of the foundations of our democracy.
Does this make you worry? I mean, because that might be what's going on here. The president might be completely honest and forthright about what he's planning to do, and he's got a serious, you know, problem where his own military advisors, his own people connected to the military, are trying to have it a different way.
Yeah, that could be. It's hard to say, but I do know that it's politically expedient to put the responsibility on the military commander instead of take the responsibility himself.
Yeah, but I agree with that. And when you hear Gates say, well, we're going to wait to see what commanders on the ground say, that's a way to pass the buck, I agree. But this has got to – I mean, this definitely raises the question for me because I want to trust Obama. I don't think the guy is a deliberate liar. But there's clearly a difference here. When he goes on television and says, we're going to start getting out in 2011, when his press secretary says he's talked to the president, it's etched in stone, there's no wiggle room at all, and then 2 days later – his advisors, many of which are connected to the military, say, actually, that's not what's going on at all. You got to ask the question, who's in charge?
Well, the part about the political expediency and who's in charge is, I mean, the civilian leaders had to put a clamp down on MacArthur, and they had to put a clamp down on Patton, and it's gone on throughout our history. Imagine, you know, if I was better at history, I could cite.
No, that's right. You know, Westmoreland had to have a clamp put down on him. That's exactly right. And the thing is, I have been worried, and I wrote a column about this, that Obama has been bullied by McChrystal. Just like, by the way, if you listen to those tapes, those LBJ tapes that Bill Moyers played a couple weeks ago on his show, that LBJ was bullied by the Joint Chiefs of Staff. You're exactly right. That may be exactly what's going on here. Hey, Bud, thanks so much for the call, man. Stay warm out there.
And keep up the good work.
Thanks, man. 751 here on AM760. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Those three crashes still on 25, moving southbound, beginning up in North Glen. Now you're going to hit the jams 136th all the way down to 76. That's where the first crash is. Another one, southbound 25 at Colorado. And then finally in the tech center, one at Bellevue. Also crashes on 76 eastbound side. Eight at Highway 85, one at E-470, and further out west, eastbound 76 at Sheridan. Looking at a lot of traffic coming out of Aurora this morning, southbound side of 2 1/4 full from Mississippi down to the Tech Center merge. Also looking at the Cherry Creek Dam Road, stop and go between Parker Road and Union. Your forecast today, Occasional light snow, small accumulations in the metro, highs between 15 and 20 degrees. Heavier snow developing overnight into Tuesday morning. Our current downtown temperature is 7 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today at Safeway, you'll find thousands of new everyday low prices on the things you use every day. Now get everything on your list, all at the price you need. That's their promise. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
Surround her with the strength of your love with the Love's Embrace collection, now at Jared.
That's Jared.
Jared is proud to present the new Love's Embrace collection, diamonds in a design created to capture the comfort found in each other's arms. This holiday, there is surely no more romantic gift. Available as necklaces, rings, or earrings, starting at just $79.99. At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com.
The ebook 10th Anniversary Edition is here. Save money with King Soopers, Comcast On Demand Movies, and Copper Mountain and Winter Park 2-for-1 lift tickets, and much more. Grab yours at King Soopers or online at eduproject.com.
Hey there, cool jacket.
Oh, thanks. My wife got it for me at REI. Perfect gift for days like this.
No kidding. Crisp winter air, lots of fresh snow, the sun is shining. Does it get any better than this?
Let's think about that for a minute. Yeah, no, this
doesn't.
Is pretty much the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out. Guarantee your holiday happiness by giving great gifts from REI. Hurry into your local REI store or shop REI.com. REI, find out.
A few minutes, I guess we're getting the Sirota bounce again. The Dow is up 53 points right now. The NASDAQ composite is up 7. The S&P is up 4.5. The Russell's up about 2. So a positive start to the day. The U.S. dollar has strengthened again against the euro, and it's reached a 5-week high here. So we have seen a recent bounce and strengthening of the U.S. dollar, which typically bodes bad for the commodities, and commodities trade down when the dollar gets stronger. Gold is down about $26 an ounce today. I look for gold to start to find a little bit of support, probably technical support around the 1080 to 1120 mark, so watch it there. Those are technical areas of support, and I think you might see some buying come back into gold after it retraces here a little bit. But if you don't know how to do all this, give us a call at Presidential Brokerage. We do. We'll help you.
303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. You need a strategy, especially at the end of the year. 303-694-1600 for the team at Presidential Brokerage. Mike, talk to you tomorrow, man. Stay warm
all
out
right.
there.
Thanks, David. You too.
The anti-aging skincare market is so saturated right now, advertisers will say anything to get you to buy their products. So how do you know which ones to believe? Here's a little secret. Confidence. Companies so confident in their products, they're willing to give them away for free. Like the makers of Hydroxytone. Dermatologist recommended Hydroxytone is clinically proven to visibly erase wrinkles, tighten skin, and make frown lines disappear. It can take years off your appearance faster than you ever thought possible. And if you call now, it's free. The number for your free trial is 1-800-200-3691. See what I mean? Confidence. Hydroxytone's results are so impressive, it was even given away in celebrity gift bags at the Emmy Awards and featured in Allure magazine. Take advantage of this risk-free offer and see for yourself. What do you have to lose, other than a few wrinkles? Get your free trial of Hydroxytone at 1-800-200-3691. Supplies are extremely limited, so please hurry. 1-800-200-3691.
With 5 times the selection, Jared is where to go for diamond jewelry this holiday.
That's Jared!
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, has literally hundreds of diamond bracelets, earrings, necklaces, and rings to choose from. Diamond solitaire earrings are always a great choice. At Jared, their extensive selection is priced from under $80 to $5,300 and includes their certified colorless diamonds.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com.
766 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We've just posted on our website a photo, 2 photos of Jared Fogel, one of my favorite media creations, you know, the subway guy. Caught this story over the weekend, and there was a story over the weekend saying that Jared may be off the subway circuit because he has put on some weight. Check out the 2 photos on our website, am760.net, on the Dave Sirota page. We have a poll up there. I saw this, and I sent it to a friend who is a Jared Fogel fan, And he said, the guy who they're saying is the, and he's not really overweight in the other picture, but the guy who's not as thin as the original Jared is not really Jared. So I want your opinion. Is it really Jared?
How can someone be a Jared Fogle fan?
I'm a Jared Fogle fan.
Are you really?
How are you not a Jared Fogle fan?
I mean, you know, I'm kind of indifferent.
I'm a Jared Fogle fan.
A Jared Fogle fan?
Yeah.
You like the guy, Jared Fogle?
Yeah, like the inspirational story. I think it's...
I have a friend that looks just like him, too, so I could probably take a picture of my buddy and put him face-to-face.
Well, that's the question. So go over to our website, am760.net. Click over to the Dave Sirota page. Up on there, you'll see the two pictures from this story. And then we have a poll. So, and vote in the poll and tell us if you think the guy on the right really is Jared Fogle or not. I'm telling you, my friend's a Jared Fogle expert, and he's like, there's no way that the guy who they're saying is the slightly more
do you believe
weighty
in the subway
Jared Fogle. I do not believe in the subway diet. No.
Me neither.
I'm questioning of whether this is the same guy or not. All right. After the break, we'll take more of your calls on Afghanistan. Is the president lying? Then also, should Congress itself be forced to accept the public option? We'll see what you think.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Hey there, cool jacket.
Oh, thanks. My wife got it for me at REI. Perfect gift for days like this.
No kidding. Crisp winter air, lots of fresh snow, the sun is shining. Does it get any better than this?
Let's think about that for a minute. Yeah, no, this
doesn't.
Is pretty much best thing ever.
Yeah.
Just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out. Guarantee your holiday happiness by giving great gifts from REI. Hurry into your local REI store or shop REI.com. REI, find out.
...and commission like many lenders out there. Get pre-qualified over the phone in an hour and close in about 7 days. 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. Walk-ins are welcome at 225 and Parker Road. AmericanFinancing.net.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Abortion is in the spotlight as the Senate's health care debate moves into its second week. Nebraska Democrat Ben Nelson is proposing an amendment to ban the use of tax dollars to pay for abortions. Missouri Democrat Claire McCaskill tells the CBS News Early Show she agrees with Nelson on not using federal funds for abortions, but his amendment would ban the use of private funds.
Frankly, I think that goes too far. So I think the majority of the Senate will oppose this amendment and leave the current law in place.
Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander says he objects to using Medicare money to pay for insuring the uninsured.
Does nothing to reduce the cost of health care, which is what we need to do.
Overseas. Thousands of anti-government demonstrators have turned out for protests in Tehran and other cities across Iran. Foreign press coverage has been banned, but reporter Borzu Daragahi is monitoring the protest in Tehran from his listening post in Beirut.
They have been firing tear gas canisters at protesters, and also there have been reports of gunfire fired into the air to try to scare off protesters. However, it doesn't seem to be working.
The biggest climate conference in history is underway in Copenhagen. The heat from environmental demonstrators is being felt by delegates from 192 countries. Jonathan Pershing, the senior American delegate, says the United States hopes for a meaningful agreement to cut greenhouse gas emissions.
We need to capture and build on the many pledges made by countries around the world over the past weeks and months.
A Rand Corporation study finds that most teenagers who become sexually active are uninformed about the facts of life.
A lot of these talks are not occurring on time, that parents are delaying if they ever are having these conversations with their adolescents.
Dr. Megan Beckett says teenagers who rely on their friends or the media for information may be getting some bad advice. An hour from now, the Supreme Court hears arguments on exactly what the police have to tell criminal suspects. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
The High Court's considering whether suspects must be specifically advised they have a right to a lawyer during questioning.
Florida refuses to change a standardized form that contains a more general Miranda warning.
Prosecutors say that would be giving suspects more rights than they're due.
CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
One way for a business to cut costs is to cut the space each worker has. Human resources expert David Lewis says that has the potential to be a case of penny wise and pound foolish.
It creates a morass of issues that they've never anticipated, a lack of privacy, an inability to be productive because everybody can hear each other's business. It becomes a much more distracting environment.
Officials who manage the Freedom of Information Act will spend time today at a Justice Department workshop on open government. To the dismay of watchdogs, the open government workshop is closed to the public. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are up 45 points. This is CBS News.
Gentlemen, where are those financial reports?
Accounting will have them any minute, Mr. Fernwell.
Excellent.
Any minute this year.
Those folks in accounting are overloaded, Nerlman. Call Bob from Accountemps.
Bob from Accountemps?
We can't afford a full-time hire, so we'll bring in temporary support from Accountemps now while we're busy, then scale back when we're not so busy.
Whoa, you're a genius, sir.
Give it up, Nerlman.
Giving it up, sir.
Manage your workload more efficiently with Accountemps. Work productively, operate profitably. Learn more at Accountemps.com.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's that time of year again, Rose.
Yeah, Medicare open enrollment.
My son and I were talking about prescription drug plans. I compared my options, and I like what I have.
Now is the time to review your Medicare prescription drug and health plans. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
So how is little Billy?
Little Billy is 42.
Open enrollment ends December 31st, so visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. It's cold out there.
Icy, 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 icy. It's the temperatures, and that'll do it to you every time, so take your time this morning.
CDOT's Fritz Holman says they've got more than 80 trucks out this morning plowing and laying down sand and mag chloride, but of course it doesn't take long for the roads to refreeze. Lakewood police are investigating a burglary of a medical marijuana dispensary. A safe full of cash was stolen yesterday at Green Tree Medical in the 3200 block of South Vance.
Business is starting to pick up a lot. Finally, you know, and then this happens right before Christmas.
Owner Anthony Brannon says the safe containing $10,000 was bolted to the wall and the floor, but thieves still managed to make off with it. Police Sergeant Mark Reeves.
These burglars were highly efficient. According to the report, they got in and out in less than 5 minutes.
Reef says businesses need to limit the amount of cash they keep in the store overnight and make sure to have security and surveillance systems as well. In sports, the Broncos had no problems with the Chiefs yesterday. They won 44-13. Now they've got to get ready for next week's game against the undefeated Indianapolis Colts. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where we're getting word of more and more accidents as this morning's commute carries on. We've got a couple different ones. These are in the cleanup stages, but you'll find some slowing. Southbound I-25 near Bellevue, southbound I-25 near Colorado, so it is sluggish as you're trying to get from DU down towards the tech center. Now, the latest ones coming in are along I-70, a couple different ones on the west side, one of them near 6th Avenue, the other one's at Denver West. Those are both on the eastbound side. Now, as you're traveling west, police and emergency crews, they're responding to an accident. This is right around Washington. Now, this just coming in, southbound I-25 at 20th, single vehicle crash. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. Cloudy and cold, high in the upper teens. Overnight low dropping down to 12. It's even below that right now. It's currently checking in at 6 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Miss Cole's cash in sale this Tuesday and Wednesday only from 7 a.m. till midnight. You'll get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. It's like getting paid to shop. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
Always, you're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
806 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Check our website, am760.net. Click over the David Sirota page. Got a poll up there right now. Curious of your thoughts. Kind of fun Monday morning to get us out of, if we can, our case of the Mondays. We have that case of the Mondays clip I always like to play on Monday.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Yeah, it sounds like we all got a case of the Mondays. It's freezing out there. Love that Office Space clip. So go to our website, am760.net, click over to the Dave Sirota page, and you will see a poll up there. Take a look at these two pictures of Jared Fogle. That's right, Subway guy, Jared Fogle. There's a news story on the Wire saying that Subway's considering dropping him because he's added a few pounds. And there's two pictures, one of sort of the official Jared Fogle picture, and then another that was claimed to be snapped at an airport. And a friend of mine was like, the guy that was, the picture of the guy that was supposedly snapped at the airport, that guy is not Jared Fogle. So I'm curious, do you think that the picture that's now going around on the internet and all over the news wires about the slightly, heavier Jared is really Jared or not? I don't think it is. You know why? Because I want to hold out hope, folks.
There's no way Jared gained that weight back.
Well, it's not all of his weight.
Stays on the meatball, the Subway meatball diet.
It's not all of his weight. It's not all. But I want to believe. So I'm going with that's not Jared. Tell us what you think. Go vote in the poll. AM760.
I say it's not Jared either.
Yeah, I'm sticking with Jared. I'm showing some solidarity with Jared. If that's not Jared, that is not Jared. To our real discussion, our more serious discussion, but seriously, that poll is over at our website. To our more serious discussion, has the president lied to us about plans for withdrawing or not withdrawing from Afghanistan? The New York Times big headline this morning, no firm plans for any U.S. exit in Afghanistan. The Obama administration sent a forceful public message Sunday that American military forces could remain in Afghanistan for a long time. That's in the New York Times. It includes quotes from Defense Secretary Robert Gates. We will have a significant 100,000 forces, troops there, and they are not leaving in July of 2011. General Jim Jones, the president's national security advisor, in no manner, shape, or form is the United States leaving Afghanistan in 2011. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, we're not talking about an exit strategy. More Jim Jones. We are not leaving Afghanistan. Defense Secretary Gates, I don't consider this an exit strategy. The president, of course, had said in 2011 we will begin the transfer of our forces out of Afghanistan. And the next day, his White House press secretary told the media that that is etched in stone, that there is no flexibility on that whatsoever. So what's going on here? Is the president being undermined by his own advisors? Did the president lie to us or mislead us? What is going on here? 303-713-7600. Also, want to open up a topic of discussion if you want to weigh in on this. A new amendment by Tom Coburn, the right-wing Republican from Oklahoma, also co-sponsored, by the way, by Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown and Al Franken, the Democratic Senator from Minnesota, would require members of Congress and the President, the Vice President, and his cabinet officials and all White House staff to be in the public option if a public health care option is created. So the legislation would be amended to force, to compel members of Congress, would take away their choice. Right now they can choose different plans. It would take away their choice and say that they would have to be in the public option. Is that a good idea? 303-713-7600. I think it's a fantastic idea. Coburn's saying, look, it would guarantee that if we create a public option, and Coburn's against the public option, Coburn's saying that if we create a public option, at least this would guarantee that it would be administered properly because members of Congress would not want their own health care to be bad health care. What do you think about that? 303-713-7600. We'll go to Rick and Greeley. Rick, you're on AM760.
Good morning, David.
Good morning. Good.
Yeah, I wanted to weigh in on this military escalation exit strategy business that people have been calling you about. I think it's one of two things. You know, you have Obama saying that we're going to be leaving, and then you've got, you know, his press secretary or other people in the administration saying we're not. Is it possible that they could all be saying essentially the same thing? And what I mean by that is, Obama comes out and says, okay, we're leaving in 2011. But everyone else is saying, well, that we haven't heard that. You know, nothing's been delineated to us. There's been no specific discussion on that. So could it be that Obama just simply is putting the cart before the horse a little bit and saying, we're going to leave, we just haven't you know, made the specific plans yet.
I guess that's possible, but that would raise a whole host of questions, wouldn't it? Like, hey, who's running things, and why aren't these things being expressed throughout the administration as a whole? I mean, there's a real problem when the president and the White House press secretary is saying something genuinely different from the other national security or the other spokespeople on national security issues. Right? There's a problem with that. Now, it may just be a problem of internal White House communications. I'd like to believe that that's what it is, but it's hard for me to believe that that's the only thing going on here.
Right. My other thought is that maybe, and this is probably more likely, is that, you know, we've heard a lot about, you know, you don't tell, for example, the enemy when you're leaving, because then that might empower them to just wait until then. So, you know, if Obama comes on and says, hey, by the way, we're going to be leaving, bad guys, listen up.
Yeah, except the problem with that, okay.
And then everybody else is like, no, you can't say that. You have to, you know, be quiet about that. So they come out and say, oh, yeah, no, we're not leaving. What you heard, that wasn't true. I mean, that's also, I think, maybe a stronger possibility.
But that would be directly undermining President Obama
I think
President Obama is a smart guy, and I think that there is a strong rationale beyond politics, beyond domestic politics, for him to outline a deadline and an exit strategy. And it's this. And so before I explain what I think is going on, at least in his thinking, I want to say, again, I don't think President Obama simply said, hey, we're going to start leaving in 2011, and then have his press secretary go out and say that's etched in stone. I don't think they're doing that just to sort of appease the left or appease folks who are against the war. I think there's a geopolitical strategy behind that from the president, because I think he's a smart guy. I think what he wants to say to the Afghan government is, you got to get your act together. And the only way to really incentivize them getting their act together is by really being serious about a timetable. This is what we learned in Iraq, that the Iraqi government wasn't getting serious about picking up the responsibilities for its own security until we started saying, we're really getting out. So this whole idea that we're going to tell the enemy that we're leaving and they're just going to hold out. Well, yeah, but if you don't tell your supposed ally that you need to pick up the slack, if you don't tell that ally we're leaving and you don't follow through on a timetable, then there's no incentive for your ally to get their act together. And so I think that's the strategy. That's a smart national security strategy that I believed was going on with President Obama's speech. Now we see the national security advisors at the White House going on TV and saying that's not what's going on. So I'll flip the argument around for you, Rick, and say this, that there's a case to be made that Jim Jones, Hillary Clinton, and Defense Secretary Robert Gates, in saying that actually this is not an exit strategy, are undermining America's national security by effectively telegraphing to the Afghan government that they don't have to get their act together because we're never leaving. That's a direct quote. We're not leaving. So I think what we're seeing here is an undermining of a strong national security policy that would effectively incentivize the Afghan government to get its act together. And everybody agrees that they got to get their act together for Afghanistan to become a stable place. Hey, Rick, thanks for the call. Dan in Lakewood. Dan, you're on AM760.
Hello, Dave.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, listen, you know, I think what we're not discussing is the issue of the the gas pipeline, TAPI. I think we're forgetting about that. That's the reason why we're there. It's all about resources.
From the
Turkmenistan,
from the Russian stands, from the Caspian Sea area, through Afghanistan over to China is what you're saying.
Well, the way I looked at it this morning, did some research on it, TAPI is a gas pipeline that starts in Turkmenistan, goes through Afghanistan, into Pakistan, and into India, which will be sold in the Asian markets. And one of the reasons they talk about it in the blogs in Canada and stuff is that we're there basically to protect the pipelines from sabotage and that type of thing from the Taliban.
You know, we talked to Jeremy Scahill, the author of Blackwater, on Friday, and I mentioned this to him. I said, Jeremy, how much of this is economic interests, right? This is the geography of Afghanistan. in that it's the land bridge between China and India in many cases, and a huge amount of energy resources in the Russian stands and even in the Middle East. And he said that's a big part of this. And I agree with you. That is a big part of this. Look, I think there's a – look, you know, the Iraq War taught us that there were many different reasons that we go into war. Okay, Iraq was in part about oil. Iraq was in part about neoconservatives' crazy ideas about democracy at the barrel of a gun in the Middle East. Iraq was about, at least in the minds of some people, was about Saddam Hussein's alleged WMD. So I think what we've learned is that, yes, wars are about a lot of different things, and I think it's undeniable that Afghanistan is in part about our geopolitical and geoeconomic power in the world. We want to control key strategic pieces of property across the world. That's why we're in Korea. That's why we're in Afghanistan. I mean, Afghanistan, you could also make the case part of it is the energy issue and the pipeline issue. Part of it is between Iraq and Afghanistan is getting on two sides geostrategically surrounding Iran. So I completely agree with you. This is a part of it. Is it the only thing? No. And I think that when people had said during the Iraq War, well, you know, the Iraq War is only about oil. It's not only about oil. It was certainly partly about oil. And I think you're absolutely right. What we're doing in Afghanistan is in part about energy resources and strategic positioning for us. And we have to remember that. And I appreciate you reminding us about that, because people want to pretend that's not what's going on, but that is in part what's going on.
It's always about the money.
It you know what? It is always at some level in part about the money. Absolutely. Take care, Dan. Thanks for the call. 819 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Do you think the president lied to us when he said that we're going to begin getting out of Afghanistan in 2011? The New York Times headline says this morning, no firm plans for a U.S. exit in Afghanistan. It quotes all of President Obama's top national security advisors on television this weekend saying, actually, we're not getting out of Afghanistan in 2011. We may not even start to get out of Afghanistan in 2011. This is after the White House press office had said that commitment that President Obama made in his West Point speech is etched in stone. There is no flexibility. So what is going on here? Is the military undermining the president? Does the president not have control of his staff? Did the president lie to us? What do you think is going on? And most importantly, does it make you worry that we are really getting into a Vietnam-like quagmire? You might remember that in the lead-up and in the escalation of Vietnam, we kept being reassured that this was only temporary, only a small deployment. Every little deployment that kept coming, we would say, hey, it's only for a little bit. It was a Democratic president who did that to the country. So do you think that's what's going on, or do you think something else is going on? 303-713-7600. Then feel free to weigh in on this story off the wire. Senate Republicans joining with Democrats, including Al Franken, to push an amendment to the health care bill that would force the Congress, all members of Congress, their staff, the White House, its staff, and cabinet officials into the public option if a public option was created. The idea behind it, if you force these politicians into the public option, they'll make sure that the public option is a good option because their own health care will be on the line. You think that's fair? 303-713-7600. And vote in our poll up at am760.net on the Dave Sirota page. This two pictures of Jared Fogle, the subway guy, going around the internet. One picture showing him the normal Jared Fogle picture. Another picture showing a more overweight Jared Fogle. The rumor is that Subway is going to drop Jared Fogle. And now the question is whether that picture of Jared Fogle that looks a little bit more heavy, like a heavier version of Jared Fogle, is that really Jared Fogle? Curious of your opinion on that. I don't really think it is Jared, but want to see what you think. Go over to am760.net. We'll get back to our discussion after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, David. Got several accidents out there. You can imagine it's a booger of a drive going on right now. Got a crash eastbound I-70 near Denver West Boulevard. That's a fairly new one. Also one on the ramp from southbound I-25 to eastbound I-70. Crashes on 25, got one on the southbound side at 20th, one in the cleanup phase near Colorado, another one up near Bellevue as you get closer to the tech center. Stop and go pretty much all the way from 136th into downtown and the tech center. Other crashes on 76 this morning, got one on
eastbound side at Highway 85. Another one at E-470. Crash westbound I-70 at Washington on the opposing lanes. Eastbound I-70 at 6th Avenue. Also got a crash on the turnpike now westbound side at Federal. Forecast today, mostly cloudy and cold. Periods of light snow. Not much accumulation, though, in the city. The high country, however, should get a lot more than us. Highs in the upper teens. Right now, 8 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Get ready to take down a number that will change the way you look at home loans forever. I call it My Bank, My Loan, My Way. It's a line of credit that pays off your existing loan and keeps your equity available to you when you need it. And it uses your normal household checking account to lower your average daily balance, and you pay a lot less interest, which shortens your loan without changing your spending habits. The best home loan ever. 866-259-8206. 866-259-8206.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. Open your media player now and click on the banner to get your free bottle of Beta Prostate today. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. To get a full 30-day supply, rush to your door, click on the banner located next to your media player now. Or if you prefer, call 1-800-213-8043. That's 1-800-213-8043. This offer is for new customers only. All you pay is shipping and handling. Call or click now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-213-8043. That's 1-800-213-8043.
Appliances, your third is free. Visit us weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, just north of Flatirons Mall in Louisville, or on the web at mountainhighappliance.com. Happy holidays. Thank you.
Sarah Palin was supposed to be in a 5K race, and she did show up, but like halfway through the race, she quit. She dropped out.
Does this woman finish anything she starts?
Has anybody read her book? Because I'm dying to know. Does it end in mid-sentence? Now, if Palin gets a talk show host, she's going to quit like before the first show is over. She'll quit in the middle of the pilot. And if she runs in 2012, she'll quit before the primary is over. Unbelievable.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weeknights at 7 on AM 760, Colorado. Progressive Talk.
8:24 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Talking about Afghanistan. In the 9 a.m. hour, we're going to be joined by an author of a new book called Strange But True Colorado, Weird Tales of the Wild West. And then at 9:30, the author of the novel Sway, which was named one of the best books of 2008 by Rolling Stone. That's in the 9 a.m. hour. We're continuing our discussion about Afghanistan. Did the president lie to us about plans to get out or start getting out of Afghanistan in 2011? 303-713-7600. The headline in the New York Times, no firm plans for a U.S. exit in Afghanistan. This comes a couple days after President Obama's speech saying we're going to start getting out in 2011, and the White House press secretary saying that that commitment that Obama made in his speech is etched in stone. Now we've got a number of Obama's top national security advisors going on television saying, in fact, that nothing is etched in stone. There's no timeline, says General David Petraeus. Well, we are not leaving Afghanistan, says National Security Advisor Jim Jones. Robert Gates says, I don't consider this an exit strategy, and then goes on to say, we're going to have 100,000 forces in country, and they are not leaving in July of 2011. Jim Jones also going on the BBC saying, in no manner, shape, or form is the United States leaving Afghanistan in 2011. So what is going on here? Is the president's staff undermining him? Are we being lied to? What do you think is going on? 303-713-7600. Then feel free to weigh in on this proposal by Al Franken, among others, joining with right-wing Republicans on an amendment that would say that all members of Congress, the president himself, the president's staff, and all cabinet secretaries would be forced to accept as their health care any public option that the Congress creates in a health care bill. Do you think that's fair? 303-713-7600. We'll go to Wes in Denver. Wes, you're on AM 760.
Hello?
Hey, Wes.
Yeah. I ask you a question. Who's the president?
Barack Obama.
Okay, and this is 2009.
2009.
I can even think about calling the man a lie because it's not 2011.
Well, now wait a minute. Now hold on a minute, Wes. you're saying that we should just not listen to anything that the Secretary of Defense says, the generals say? I mean, come on, Wes.
No, what I'm saying is that's the trouble. Everything this man says or try to do, is somebody like you doubting him.
Wes, I'm not doubting him, Wes. Wes, hold on a second.
This
Wes, answer me this question. Are you a citizen of the United States?
And what that got to do with it?
Because if you're a citizen, then you care what your elected leaders say. Are you a citizen of the United States?
I'm a citizen of the United States.
Okay, you're a citizen of the United States. Let me ask you a question. The president says to you in a speech, we are going to start getting out of Afghanistan in 2011. His spokesperson goes in front of the press and says the president is serious about that commitment. It's etched in stone. There's no flexibility. That's a direct quote, okay? Then over the weekend, the president's top advisors, a number of them, go and say, actually, the president is not saying that. Actually, the president is saying this is not an exit strategy. The president has said we are not leaving Afghanistan. That's what his advisors are saying. So I ask you this question, Wes. What do you think is going on? You're right. Maybe the president isn't lying. That's the first thing I said. Maybe he's being undermined by his staff.
You know,
but hold on a minute, Wes. The one thing I would just say to you is, are you actually saying that we shouldn't care what the Secretary of Defense says?
What I am saying is this. This is 2009. The president said that the people would be leaving in 2011. Now you done went and picked out a whole lot of negative mess.
What do you mean negative mess? These are his people. Wes, these are his people. His people. Jim Jones. Jim Jones, in no manner, shape, or form is the United States leaving Afghanistan in 2011. They are not leaving in July of 2011. That's Wes's, that's President Obama's own people. I guess in your crazy world, we shouldn't listen to what the president's defense secretary says or his top national security advisor says. We should just say nothing. Say nothing. President Obama, we're not going to listen to anything that any of your cabinet secretaries are saying that you actually mean. We're all just going to defer to you and say nothing as 30,000 Americans are sent overseas. You know what, Wes? You said you're a citizen. You don't sound like a citizen. You don't sound like somebody who takes being a citizen seriously in this country. Anna and Greeley. Anna, you're on AM760.
Hi. The only good thing about all of this that I have to say, two things I have to say, but one thing is I'm glad I voted for Cynthia McKinney. Anyway, the other thing is that this is not about national security. Otherwise, we wouldn't have the CIA passing out guns to the so-called enemy over there. They're doing that. That's been announced even, or reported. The Iraqis would have defended their country if they could have when we illegally invaded them, wouldn't they? And so would the people of Afghanistan, but most of those are dead. Anyway, and the other thing about the Medicare thing.
Yeah.
Forcing them to do the public option. My goodness, they have single payer health care now.
Well, that's right. That's right. The members of Congress and the president and by the way, Republicans, right? Republicans who complain about government run health care, they have government run health care. They don't seem to be complaining about their single payer government run health care.
Hey, I call Coburn's office all the time and tell them I'm ashamed of them. I'm an Okie, see? And I'm not living in Oklahoma.
Well, you know what? He's doing the right thing on this one. He's doing the right thing on this one. You know, if he pushes,
the right thing is true.
He was asked about that. They said, well, why are you joining up with people like Al Franken? They said, you know what? Because this is the right thing to do. I think it is the right thing to do. I mean, look, as I say, when Republicans, you know, when it comes to Republicans, it's like a stopwatch is right twice a day, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So Tom Coburn may be right on this one. Hey, Anna, thanks for the call.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
8:31 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. I just want to read you a couple more pieces off the wire about Afghanistan, because this debate is getting pretty heated. It's really shocking to me that you can read the quotes of President Obama's own advisors, and somehow that's being disloyal to the President of the United States. It's really unbelievable to me. Supposedly we live in a country where people take citizenship seriously, but when you don't want to listen to what your government is saying, that is not taking citizenship in a democratic country very seriously. In no manner, shape, or form is the United States leaving Afghanistan in 2011. That's Jim Jones. We have a significant, and we will have significant, 100,000 forces in Afghanistan, and they are not leaving in July of 2011. That's the Secretary of Defense this weekend. Are they undermining the president? Maybe that's what's going on. I wrote a column, what was it, 2 months ago, about how General McChrystal, I thought General McChrystal was aggressively trying to undermine this president, in trying to force him to do what the military-industrial complex wants in Afghanistan. Maybe that's exactly what this is. But the idea that we can't ask questions about this, that we can't wonder, the idea that when the New York Times, one of the biggest news organizations in the country, has a headline, "No firm plans for a U.S. exit in Afghanistan," the idea that to explore that or examine that, the idea that that's disloyal to the president, I'll put it the other way. If you don't examine that, that's disloyal to this country. The quote that I have when I write an email, if you write an email to me, the quote that I have in my signature at the bottom, I have two quotes at the bottom of my email. Quote, "To announce that there must be no criticism of the president, or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but is morally treasonable to the American public." That's Teddy Roosevelt. And then the other quote I have under there, "There is none so blind as they that will not see. There are none so blind that those who refuse to see." That's from Jonathan Swift. I encourage everybody to remember that. The idea that we can't ask questions about why the president and the White House are saying something, and then the advisors and his spokespeople, his national security spokespeople, are saying something else about when 30,000, really 100,000 Americans are going to come home from a combat mission in Central Asia. The idea that we can't ask questions about that is morally treasonable, as Teddy Roosevelt would say. 8:34 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, it's a mess out there. Lots of accidents to avoid. Let's start on I-25. Got one on the northbound side, just south of 225. Stop and go jams back at Dry Creek. In the opposing lanes, a couple different accidents. Southbound side around 20th. Also got one near Colorado. That's been jamming things up for quite some time. You see the delays there back around 6th Avenue all the way past DU up to Colorado Boulevard. New crash, multi-vehicle accident, westbound I-70 as you approach Kipling. This is all kind of on the left-hand side of the highway. Got a crash eastbound I-70 as well near Denver West Boulevard. Other crash, westbound I-70 near Washington. And also, most of the major roadways are snow-covered and slippery. Still seeing some jams out on the Turnpike 2 westbounders as you get closer to Boulder there around baseline. Forecast today, mostly cloudy and cold. Periods of light snow. Not very much accumulation in the city, but the high country could see several inches, highs in the upper teens. Right now, 8 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
USAA is the proud presenting sponsor of the Army-Navy game, one of college football's most storied rivalries. Tune in Saturday, December 12th at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on CBS, or visit armynavygame.com for more details.
Obviously, the ethical issue was a major drive.
That's the actual voice of someone who reported software piracy. Why did you report software piracy?
Knowing what software takes in terms of development, teaching, programming myself, understanding the time involved in that, people are due what they charge for the software, and people should abide by that.
Report software piracy confidentially by the end of the year, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BN.
Don't rent electricity, own it. Find out how with Independent Power Systems at the Lowry Community Solar Event. The Coors Field Solar Experts will show you how to make your own power with solar electric and get up to 50% off with rebates and incentives. Better yet, find out how to get free electricity for 1 year when you go solar for zero down and no payments for 12 months. Save up to an additional $1,500 when you install your solar system in 2010. Learn how Wednesday, December 9th at 7 p.m. at the Stanley British Primary School in Lowry. The Xcel Energy's Solar Rewards rebate is dropping at regular intervals, so act now to lock in the maximum rebate. Learn how with Independent Power Systems Wednesday, December 9th at 7 p.m. at the Stanley British Primary School in Lowry. Go to solarips.com/Lowry to RSVP today or call 303-443-0115. Independent Power Systems, an authorized distributor of Kyocera high-quality, high-performance solar electric systems and modules. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
How do you say Corvette in Colorado? PureFoyChevrolet.com, of course. But now you can say and think DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com. Any way you think it, any way you say it, PureFoyChevrolet.com is Corvette in Colorado.
Tell you all the ins and outs of car insurance, but sometimes GEICO surprises even me. Like when it comes to paying your premium. They can automatically debit your checking account or charge your credit card. It's easy, paperless, and I suspect magic. I don't know how they do it. I mean, I know how GEICO can help save you hundreds on car insurance, but all that electronic stuff, poof, off it goes, and you're all good.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Trying to lose weight? Well, if you say yes to the following, you will qualify for a free weight loss trial. Please listen carefully. Are you trying to lose more than 20 pounds? Are you 18 or over? Have you given up on dieting? If you said yes to all of the above, congratulations. You qualify for a free weight loss trial. To experience the 14-day slim down, call within the next 24 hours and claim your free two-week supply. The number is 1-800-600-0807. Please note that if you are currently dieting on your own, with a popular weight loss program, or with special prepared foods, you are not eligible for this free program. Again, if you are trying to lose over 20 pounds, are 18 or over, and are currently not using any other diet program, you are eligible to participate in the free weight loss trial. Results are guaranteed. If you don't see results, you don't pay for the trial. To experience the 14-day slim down for free, call 1-800-600-0807. You must call within the next 24 hours. 1-800-600-0807.
Just talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
8:39 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's in the single digits out there, so stay warm. 1967, Martin Luther King gave a speech at Riverside Church, probably one of his most famous speeches that Dr. King gave, and he said, and I'll read you just a snippet of it. "There is at the outset a very obvious and almost facile connection between the war in Vietnam and the struggle I have been waging and others have been waging in America. A few years ago, there was a shining moment in that struggle. It seemed as if there was a real promise of hope for the poor, both black and white. Through the poverty program, there were experiments, hopes, new beginnings. Then came the buildup in Vietnam, and I watched the program broken and eviscerated as if it were some idle political plaything of a society gone mad on war, and I knew that America would never invest the necessary funds or energies in rehabilitation of its poor so long as adventures like Vietnam continued to draw men and skills and money like some demonic destructive suction tube. So I was increasingly compelled to see the war as an enemy of the poor and to attack it as such." This is the whole guns and butter debate. Can we fund wars and the necessary programs and policies to get us out of, for instance, this recession? Now, I bring that up because this whole Afghanistan discussion is also bringing up the issue of guns versus butter. The headline, another headline in the New York Times on Friday, the headline, "Obama turns to job creation but warns of limited funds." After months of focusing on Afghanistan, President Obama turned his attention on Thursday to the high level of joblessness, but offered no promise that he could do much to bring unemployment down quickly, even as he comes under pressure from his party to do more. While liberals in the Congress are calling for ambitious job-creating measures along the lines of the New Deal, and Republicans want to scale back government spending, Mr. Obama talked at the White House of limited programs that he suggested could provide substantial bang for the buck. One of the programs he talked about was a small weatherization program. Yet that relatively modest proposal, says the New York Times, underscores the limits of the government's ability to effect a jobless recovery with the highest unemployment rate in a quarter century, and Mr. Obama acknowledges much. The president emphasized at the jobs forum that the government has only limited resources. Now, as I pointed out, we're spending now, because of this escalation, we're going to be spending more than $100 billion a year in Afghanistan. That's more than it would take to pay for any universal health insurance program being considered by Congress. So I just want to point out that the whole guns and butter discussion is a big part of this, and give him credit for honesty. I do give the president credit for honesty. He is saying that we cannot afford guns and butter, that we cannot afford a New Deal-style jobs program at the same time we are fighting a war. So I give him credit for being honest, but I don't give him credit for then choosing guns instead of butter. And that's an important piece of this debate. If you want to weigh in on that, feel free, 303-713-7600. We'll get back to our discussion about whether the president is lying to us. The president and his press secretary last week said we are going to begin serious troop withdrawals from Afghanistan in 2011, saying that that's etched in stone, saying that we need to set a deadline like that to incentivize the Afghan government to take responsibility for its security. Then this weekend, every top White House national security official went on television and said, actually, this is not an exit strategy. Defense Secretary Robert Gates saying we've got 100,000 troops in there. We're going to have 100,000 troops in there by July 2011, and they're not leaving. That's a direct quote. So what do you think's going on? The president lied to us? Is his staff trying to undermine him? And by the way, that would be, I wouldn't doubt that if that's what's going on here, right? I mean, you listen to those Lyndon Johnson tapes during the Vietnam buildup, and you hear him trying to figure out a way to get out of Vietnam, but then talking about how the Joint Chiefs of Staff and his staff is pressuring him to do something else. So what do you think is going on? 303-713-7600. We'll go back to the phones. We'll go to Mark in Winnipeg, Canada. Mark, you're on AM 760.
Hi. I was born in 1949, and I don't think there's too many bits of time in the period since I was born when the United States didn't have armies overseas somewhere fighting and bombing. And there's got to be some support for it. When are Americans going to get tired of this stuff? You know, isn't enough? You know, as far as him, whether he's telling, if he's not lying, then he's not a very good president, because if he told the truth when he said we're getting out at that time, and then these people one day later saying, oh, no, he's wrong, he should either immediately fire them or he should quit himself. I mean, it's unbelievable, actually, what you're pointing out.
Yeah, I mean, it does beg the question, who's in charge, right? I mean, who is running the show here? And you're right. I mean, that's a good point that I didn't mention, that if the president is really being undermined, or micromanaged, or managed, if you want to say it that way, by his staff, and the buck doesn't stop with the president, then he should make it stop with the president and fire those people. If they're saying something that he doesn't want them to say, which, by the way, I don't think is going on. I mean, I think they are pressuring him, but I think that what they said on TV was approved by the White House. But if it's the other way around, if they're saying things that he doesn't want them to say, you're right, he should say, hey, take a hike. Take a hike.
And the other thing that's amazing about this is these people, the government in Afghanistan, they're heroin dealers. Karzai's brother was convicted in the United States of selling, trafficking in heroin. His brother. Who's involved.
The corruption of the Afghan government is unbelievable. And I raised this question earlier. You know, how do you ask an American to be the last person to die for a government as corrupt as the Karzai government? I mean, that is a whole separate issue, separate question that's just so troubling and so disturbing that it's almost hard to deal with. But I agree with you. Hey, Mark, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. Alan in Evergreen. Alan, you're on AM 760.
How's it going?
All right.
Just so you know who I am first, I haven't called him quite a while. I used to call Jay all the time, and he also used to always identify me as Alan the Neocon cab driver.
Alan the Neocon cab driver.
That was before I went to work for Halliburton.
Okay.
You huff and puff about Halliburton, but I'll tell you what, man, $36 a month for full family medical can't be beat.
Well, hey, man, when the company's making billions of dollars off government contracts, I hope they would pay their employees pretty well.
I never did a government contract the whole, almost 2 years I worked for them. But anyway, I can't remember what committee it was in. You'd have to probably look it up to figure it out. But there was one of the committees when all the bills were initially being written.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I want to say it was a panel of like 7 Democrats and 5 Republicans.
Yes.
The Republicans wanted to put a provision in the bill that stated that if the bill passed, that both houses would have to accept the government-run option as their health care. And it received a 100% yes vote by the Republicans and a 100% no vote by the Democrats.
Hey, Alan, you're absolutely right. This was Tom Coburn's amendment, and it was in the committee. The original amendment was in committee, and a lot of Democrats voted against it. You're absolutely right. Look, I'll be the first to, this is the thing. A lot of people expect on talk radio that you have hosts who are going to say the Democratic Party is always right and the Republican Party is always wrong and there's no two ways about it. Frankly, I'll be quite honest. Frankly, there are hosts on this network, on this station, who will just say to you, everything the Democrats do is great and everything any Republican does is terrible. But that's not me, right? Because that's not the world we live in. The world we live in is a world where sometimes Democrats do great things, and sometimes Republicans do great things. Sometimes there are honest conservatives who do honest things. Sometimes there are dishonest Democrats who do terrible things. My point is only that you're absolutely right. I'm not denying that. It was Tom Coburn who did that amendment, and it was the Republicans who supported it. Now, I would throw it back to you and say that, a lot of the Republicans, not Coburn, I think Coburn is coming from a place of honesty, but a lot of Republicans who joined him, it was a cynical way to try to embarrass the Democrats. But frankly, I don't care what their motive was, right? This is the whole thing. I'll get back to Obama and Afghanistan. I don't care what his motive is. I don't care if, he's always a good guy. He's thinking about it. Look, all I care about is that he's escalated a war without a mission, and now his administration is saying 5 different things about when we're going to get out of there. So I don't really care what the motive is. I don't care what the motive is for Obama and Afghanistan. I don't care what the personal motive is for Republicans who supported a bill to force members of Congress to be in a public option if a public option passes. All I care about is that the policy is fair and right and just and honest. And you're absolutely right. Tom Coburn pushed that bill, and it was a good one. And I'll be the first to say, congratulations to Tom Coburn. Thanks for standing up, even though a lot of the things Tom Coburn does are really terrible. Alan, thanks for the call. Thanks for making the point. 8:49 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic is pretty still moving really slowly for you as you're making your way around the metro and around in Boulder. Several crashes. Northbound I-25 just before 225. Delays back to Dry Creek. Also really heavy getting out of Castle Rock this morning from the south end all the way up to about Lincoln Avenue. New crash southbound I-25 near Downey. That's right after they cleared that one in Colorado, so no relief there. Several cars involved in the crash. Westbound I-70 approaching Kipling. It's all in the left-hand lane. Also a crash in the westbound I-70 at Washington. Eastbound I-70 at Denver West Boulevard. Multiple accidents reported up north, I-25 near Meade, due to very icy conditions. The forecast, occasional light snow, small accumulations in the metro, highs between 15 and 20. Heavier snow developing this evening, late overnight into Tuesday morning. Our current downtown temperature is 6 degrees. We're going back south. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today at Safeway, you'll find thousands of new everyday low prices on the things you use every day. Now get everything on your list, all at the price you need. That's their promise. That's Ingredients for Life. Safeway.
Inside this truck are some very special batteries, because these batteries are going to the Mattel Children's Hospital, UCLA, where they know that making kids better takes all kinds of technologically advanced equipment and quite a few Hot Wheels and Barbies and Polly Pockets. So to power all those toys, the people at Duracell pack that truck full of batteries, because they know Nothing's better than power and a smile. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
Change the way you look at home loans forever. I call it My Bank, My Loan, My Way. It's a line of credit that pays off your existing loan and keeps your equity available to you when you need it. And it uses your normal household checking account to lower your average daily balance. And you pay a lot less interest, which shortens your loan without changing your spending habits. The best home loan ever. 866-259-8206. 866-259-8206.
Hey, I'm William Sumner, renowned business coach. If you have ever considered network marketing, you need to listen to me now. I have been challenged by a company to coach 12 candidates to a $5,000 per month income stream within 90 days. I've accepted. If you accept, you'll receive free coaching from me for 6 months designed to accelerate you in ways that only business superstars can. You'll discover that such abilities reside in all of us, waiting to be tapped. Success is a recipe. It's not based on talent, skill, or resources. When you learn resourcefulness in your business model from me, you can create and overcome any obstacles. I'm convinced. Are you? Call me now to apply for this trial. 303-904-0077 or sign up at my website, williamsumner.net. That's williamsumner.net. Call me now to apply for this trial. 303-904-0077 or sign up at my website, williamsumner.net.
In national news, the New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of classic U.S. silver coins. At the end of this broadcast, we'll provide a toll-free number you can call to receive free information and a free DVD. Millions of classic U.S. silver coins were damaged in circulation, and millions more were melted down during World War I for their precious silver content, leaving relatively few in existence. But a hoard of shining, brilliant, uncirculated silver coins, saved from destruction, were amassed and stored away in vaults. Today, in a startling announcement, the New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited quantity of these shimmering U.S. silver coins with a historical legacy beyond their silver value, available on a first-come, first-served basis by calling 1-800-400-1841. To receive the free collector's DVD, call now. The number again is 1-800-400-1841. That's 1-800-400-1841.
Trying to lose weight? Well, if you say yes to the following, you will qualify for a free weight loss trial. Please listen carefully. Are you trying to lose more than 20 pounds? Are you 18 or over? Have you given up on dieting? If you said yes to all of the above, congratulations. You qualify for a free weight loss trial. To experience the 14-day slim down, call within the next 24 hours and claim your free 2-week supply. The number is 1-800-600-0807. Please note that if you are currently dieting on your own, with a popular weight loss program, or with special prepared foods, you are not eligible for this free program. Again, if you are trying to lose over 20 pounds, are 18 or over, and are currently not using any other diet program, you are eligible to participate in the free weight loss trial. Results are guaranteed. If you don't see results, you don't pay for the trial. To experience the 14-day slim down for free, call 1-800-600-0807. You must call within the next 24 hours. 1-800-600-0807.
854 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Check our website. Look at this picture of Jared Fogle, the Subway guy. He's making news. Subway thinking about dropping Jared Fogle because the allegation is that Jared Fogle has gained a little weight. There's a photo floating out there. And I don't think the photo is Jared Fogle. I don't think this photo is Jared Fogle. Check it out on our website, am760.net. Go over to the David Sirota page and vote. Tell us if you think it's a real photo of Jared or not. Go back to the phones, 303-713-7600. We'll go to Charles in Aurora. Charles, you're on AM760.
How you doing, Dave?
All right, man.
Long time listener. Used to call a lot with John and with Jay. And John used to be able to go. Anyway, I wanted to just make two quick comments. One about the health insurance. Yes, that's the best thing they can ever do because, like you guys are saying, that way it will keep them honest about the quality of the public option.
And for listeners tuning in, Charles is referring to the proposal backed by some Democrats and Republicans to force members of Congress, the President, the Cabinet, and all the President's and Congress's staff into a public option if one is created. And I agree with you. I think it's a great idea.
And also to force the other insurance companies to make their plans better also if they see theirs is good and the government is using the public option. And then on the one thing I was going to say about what's going on in the media about what President Barack Obama's advisors are saying, I think this is me. Now, this is only my opinion. Everybody got their own opinion. I think it's because the media is kind of, they try to control the media to have it out there, but they don't want Taliban. Actually, they're watching. The Taliban is watching the media close, watching everything everybody say. So, if they really believed he was pulling out with the quickness in 11, I think they would just lay back and wait and it would be more havoc coming. And I think from his advisors, he was probably, even though he had to tell the public he's pulling out in order to get him to prove the Senate approval rating, but I think he does have plans wanting to pull him out, but then they had to come back out and say they weren't just so they could stop the Taliban from thinking, oh, well, we'll just lay back and wait.
That's I'd like to believe that, but here's the thing, Charles, is that the flip side, right? The flip side is that yes, the Taliban is listening to the media, right? And so this is the whole, well, we can't tell them that we're leaving or they'll just lay back. But you know who else is listening to the media? The Karzai government and the Pashtun leaders in Afghanistan, who we are supposedly going to be relying on and transferring power to as we supposedly leave. So that when we say in the media that we're actually not leaving, we are saying to the Karzai government, we are saying to those Pashtun tribal leaders, hey, you don't got to take responsibility for security. You don't got to make the risks you need to make to take responsibility for getting your own country under control. You know why? Because we're not leaving. Right? So there's two sides to this. The side I'm articulating is the side that we know actually has made some progress in Iraq. Only when we said, hey, we're really serious about getting out of Iraq, did the Iraqi government say, hey, you know what? We better get our act together because the Americans are not going to be here forever propping us up. So I hope that what you're saying is right. I hope that President Obama has every intention of following through on getting out and that they're trying to play a propaganda game. But what I'm worried about is in playing that propaganda game, they're sending another counterproductive message not only to the public, but to the Karzai government itself. Hey, thanks for the call. All right, stick around. Strange but True Colorado Stories, a new book. We're going to interview the author after the break.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net.
60 minutes.
CBS News.
Face the nation.
Stay informed with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and AM760.net.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cook. My name is... Hi, Mr. Taylor. I'm calling today. Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
Cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling, or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-600-9721. That's 1-800-600-9721. 1-800-600-9721.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. As delegates from around the world put their focus on climate change in Copenhagen, the U.S. is taking action it hopes will bolster its position at the conference. Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
And Nick, the White House has approved the EPA's plan to issue a finding allowing the agency to set tough new rules on greenhouse gas emissions. The EPA will issue what's known as the endangerment finding. About 2 hours from now, it will say greenhouse gases are harmful to public health and must be regulated. The agency is legally required to take the action before it can regulate carbon dioxide and the other gases blamed for global warming, Nick.
It is a very good sign, says Liz Pereira of the Union of Concerned Scientists.
It means we're going to invest in energy efficiency, which saves us a lot of money. It means we're going to start moving towards clean and renewable sources of energy production.
But Keith McCoy of the National Association of Manufacturers says it will be an economic strain.
This is going to cause significant costs to manufacturers. This is virtually opening up every manufacturer's permit.
Jonathan Pershing, the Washington senior delegate to the Copenhagen conference, says reining in greenhouse gases does not mean compromising economic growth.
If we resolve to continue to find common ground,
we will forge an agreement that preserves our planet and strengthens our economies.
Ugly scenes today in the streets of Tehran. Thousands of protesters turned out on what's known as Students' Day to shout death to the dictator outside Tehran University. They were met by thousands of riot police, members of the Revolutionary Guard, and militiamen, sometimes clashing with the pro-reform demonstrators. This reporter, whose name cannot be revealed to protect his safety, is in Tehran.
The riot police have blocked the whole area, that they are not letting students to go inside the university or coming outside from it.
Now, during the run-up to today's demonstrations, police had arrested more than 100 student leaders, and it has been a day of unrest in Athens. Police firing tear gas at thousands of youths on the second day of rioting that marks the first anniversary of the death of a teenager at the hands of Greek police. While the U.S. is mounting a troop surge in Afghanistan, needed equipment worth tens of millions of dollars is being donated to the Iraqis. The Washington Post reports that decision has triggered a debate within the Pentagon over whether it's hampering the supply of troops in Afghanistan. But CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland says logistics may play a key role.
It may be more expensive to move some of these items from upcountry in Iraq down through Kuwait and then transport it to Afghanistan than simply delivering new supplies from the United States.
Internet heavyweights eBay and Craigslist do battle in a courtroom in Delaware today. eBay sued Craigslist, claiming the company leadership acted to dilute the minority interest of eBay. The countersuit claims eBay used its investment in Craigslist to gain information it later used to form a competing classified service. This is CBS News.
It's quite a proposition when you think about it. You contact GEICO and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. 15 minutes, simple as that. Something they've been doing for over 70 years. You want car insurance and you want extra money in your wallet, done and done. Now, not only do you have some nice car insurance, you've got plenty of money to spend on some tasty biscuits. Or flowers for your mum. Or whatever it is you fancy.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Mommy, I don't feel so good.
Oh, Billy, you do feel warm. Let's take your temperature.
No, Mommy, I don't like that pointy thing in my ear.
It's okay, sweetie. This is the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer. It's better, and it doesn't go in your ear. All I have to do is scan your forehead. Just like this.
That's all? I like that thermometer. And?
And you've got a fever. Back to bed, honey.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Changing the way the world takes temperature. Home model available at Walgreens and other fine retailers.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado will have a significant presence at the climate conference in Copenhagen. CU Professor Waleed Abladati will give a talk on his research on Arctic ice and the rapidly changing Greenland and Antarctic ice sheets. Other professors and CU staffers will also be observing the conference, which opened today. Several people from Colorado will be there, including Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper. Governor Ritter has sent a climate advisor to the meeting. In sports, the Denver Broncos rolled up big time over the Chiefs 44-13 yesterday.
These games, when we've had balance, you know, like that, we've played really well and kind of controlled the clock and controlled the whole game. So that's what you got to do in December. You're not going to be able to throw the ball 50 times and hopefully be able to pound it at them 35, 40 times and then make plays in the passing game. That's what we did.
Broncos quarterback Kyle Orton. Now the Broncos have to get ready for the undefeated Indianapolis Colts. That game is next Sunday. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where we're not even close to seeing the tail end of this morning's commute as far as slow traffic goes. We've got an accident on I-25 right around Downing. That's really hanging things up. Now, it's going to cost you about 25 minutes on the highways as you're trying to get from the downtown area towards the tech center. So factor that into your ride. They're mopping up a multi-vehicle accident westbound I-70 on that approach to Kipling. They've also cleaned up a crash westbound I-70 at Washington, but it's still slow. This on both sides of the highway over that elevated stretch. Speeds are going to drop down into the teens and 20s between Sheridan and McCaslin as you're trying to make your way Boulder bound. Checking on those speedometers, looks like there's also some extremely heavy pockets on 270 trying to get across Commerce City, but especially on those eastbound lanes. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a cold one with a high in the upper teens. It's going to be cloudy. Currently, we're still seeing a single digit temperature of only 9 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide, very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snow plows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Has been lying to us about whether we're going to get out in 2011 as he promised, and whether his own advisors are trying to undermine him. It's pretty heavy stuff for a Monday, and frankly, as I told Turk, I have a major case of the Mondays. I don't know if we got that sound up there. It's frozen. We have our Atari computers are frozen.
Dude, it's got to be a Monday. See, case
See,
of Mondays.
There you go, case of the Mondays.
I'm pulling up the thing I've used all morning long to play our clips, and it's...
Well, the AM760...
Showing my email instead. Here I go, Dave. It's finally up.
Here we go.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Yeah, I got a case of the Mondays, too. So do our computers. The AM760 Atari console is sometimes difficult to get to. Play our sounds, especially on a Monday.
What preceded Atari?
What preceded the Commodore 64, right?
Yeah, that's where
I'm writing a
with.
Book on the 80s, so I have that right in my mind. And so we're going to shift gears a little bit here from such a heavy topic for a Monday morning as Afghanistan and go to John Hafner. He is the author of Strange but True Colorado Weird Tales of the Wild West, and now the newly released Strange but True America, Weird Tales from All 50 States. The book takes a look at the crazy but overlooked facts in American history. He's going to be at the Tattered Cover Lodo tonight at 7:30 signing his book. You can find his website at www.strangetrueus.com. Check it out there. John, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thanks, David.
Okay, so before we get to your new book, Strange but True America, Strange but True Colorado, obviously we're here in Colorado. Give us, I don't know, give us your favorite or two of your favorite strange but true stories here in Colorado that people wouldn't believe if it weren't true.
Sure, sure. And that is exactly what we try and do. We package history as story, and because people don't remember names or dates or places and don't really care about those types of things. But so here's one story that's a personal favorite of mine from Colorado, and it harkens back to the Gold Rush days, David.
Mm-hmm.
When people didn't have Atari and they didn't have TV, they didn't have much for entertainment, so they would wager on things, and it would be they bet on horse races or they bet on almost anything, human races. And many times when they had races in the old gold mining towns, the men running in the races would put the money wagered on them on their belts, and then when they crossed the finish line, the money would be divided up among the various people who'd wagered on that particular runner, and they would put sometimes money and sometimes gold dust. And so we'll turn the clocks back to 1883 in Grand Lake, when the winner of one of these foot races, he had $4,000 hanging on his belt. He crossed the finish line and simply kept running into the woods, where there was a conveniently tethered racehorse, which he jumped on and rode away, and nobody ever saw him again. So he just took the winnings, which weren't really his. And
how much are we talking about here?
$4,000.
$4,000 back then. Wow.
That was a fortune.
That's crazy. That is absolutely crazy. Now I'm looking through your book here, your Colorado book, and we're going to get to your new book. And again, on the line with us, John Hafner. He's the author of the Strange but True series, Strange but True Colorado, Weird Tales of the Wild West. And now he's got a new book, Strange but True America, Weird Tales from All 50 States. He's going to be at the Tattered Cover Lodo tonight at 7:30. And I'm looking here I'm just going to flip through. I'll just do the sort of thumb through. Bats and, I mean, I'm going to put you on the spot. You have to remember all these because you wrote them. Bats and dark places at 9,000 feet. What do bats do when they need a new home? One that sleeps 250 1,000 bats. What is that? What's that about?
That is about the Orient Mine down in the San Luis Valley. And the San Luis Valley, David, as you may know, is strange things happen down there. There's been lots of UFOs sighted down there.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there an alligator farm there? And it's just kind of an eerie, strange, interesting, wonderful valley. And among the things that happened there is the old Orient Mine was inhabited by Mexican free-tail bats a few years ago, just a few of them, and then more and more and more. And now it is the largest bat colony in the state, and as you mentioned, perched at 9,000 feet. The thing about that is that it is a and they've never really, biologists and zoologists have not found this before, but it's all males. It's a bachelor community of about 250,000 bats, and there are no females.
That's amazing. 250,000 bats down at the... They're still there at the Orient Mine?
They are.
They come in
June, and they leave in the fall, and the owners of the nearby resort there say that they can tell when the bats have arrived because the mosquitoes disappear.
I'm sure. Turning to your new book, Strange But True America, Weird Tales from All 50 States. I'm looking here. Again, I did the sort of just flip through, put my thumb into a certain place. Mysteries Shroud America's Stonehenge. What is America's Stonehenge?
America's Stonehenge is a strange place in New Hampshire that is a series of stones that may have been fashioned by the earliest settlers, but we don't think so because of some Indian artifacts that have been found within this, what is sometimes called America's Stonehenge. The Indians, the Native Americans of that era weren't particularly into moving big stones around, and the largest of these stones are about 6 or 7 tons. So it's very curious how they were matched up and piled up, these small monuments. And so it's a mystery.
And then the last story I'll ask you about this new book is a story that's near and dear to our heart here in Colorado, but doesn't just involve Colorado. America's Weird and Wacky Borders. This just made a reemergence in the news. This is about where the Four Corners actually is. Tell us the story about how the Four Corners was delineated and why it's still kind of a controversy. There was a story I remember a couple weeks ago saying that actually the point of the Four Corners where the monument is actually not really where the actual Four Corners is supposed to be.
Precisely, yes. The Four Corners was actually, we have to go back to slavery and some of the things that were going on in terms of figuring out the Mason-Dixon line and some of the other lines, but the Four Corners should not be where it... In fact, the Colorado-Utah border had to be adjusted. It looks like a straight line, the border between Colorado and Utah. If you have a big enough map, though, David, you'll notice that there's about a one-mile jog in there about halfway down, and that is to create... Without that jog, there would be no Four Corners. And most experts, most surveyors now, that the Four Corners is not where we think it's.
So wait, let me get this straight. So the Utah border is a mile north or a mile south?
The Utah-Colorado border, to most people's mind, is straight.
Right, right.
But there is a slight jog, and you can actually see it on the map, about halfway down, on the Utah-Colorado border, there is a jog, and it just jogs over 1 mile.
Oh, I see. And so it's not actually So what you're saying is that technically there's not really Four Corners there, then?
Well, there is a Four Corners further south, but it's a little bit off of where
I see.
It should have been. Congress actually decided just to leave it where it is because the Native American tribe that's in the area has a sort of a tourist attraction there. So, but when you're standing on the Four Corners, with a foot in,
right,
in a,
right.
in a hand in each state, you may not be really on the Four Corners.
Well, again,
a curious little footnote to that, David,
yeah.
is that the governors of Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah had a meeting there once, and they actually set up a table and had breakfast right on the Four Corners so that each governor was sitting in his own state.
How long ago was that?
That was in the 50s, I believe.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Again, John Hafner, he's the author of Strange But True Colorado, Weird Tales of the Wild West. His new book, Strange But True America, Weird Tales from All 50 States, is going to be at the Tattered Cover in Lodo tonight at 7:30. My last question for you, John, really quickly. How do you choose which stories make it into a book like this? I mean, there are so many strange but true crazy stories in the United States. How'd you actually go about culling them down to the ones that fit into this book?
Paul Harvey was some inspiration for me and with his The Rest of the Story radio series.
Mm-hmm.
An example would be I always look for stories that have a twist ending, a surprise ending. A few people know about the American president, our most athletic president, who swam in the Potomac, skinny dipped in the Potomac every day, and that was John Quincy Adams. Way back.
Way back.
But many people don't know that on one of those daily swims, and he would literally walk down by himself down Pennsylvania Avenue to the Potomac and take his clothes off and do his swimming laps. One day his clothes were stolen, so he had the undignified prospect of walking back up Pennsylvania Avenue in the altogether. He did talk a young boy into running up to the White House and getting him a change of clothing. So it's that kind of a fun twist ending, David, that I look for. So that's how I chose him.
Well, it's a very, very cool book, and it's the kind of book, folks, that when you just, you stick your hand in one page or another, you're going to get a really, really good story. And by the way, the layout of this is great because every story, at least as I'm flipping through them, every story fits on one page, so it's a really neat kind of layout for this book. John Hafner, he's the author of Strange But True Colorado and Strange But True America, Weird Tales from All 50 States, going to be at the Tattered Cover in Lodo tonight at 7:30. John, thanks for taking the time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, David.
9:17 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we're going to do our News of the Weird segment, a lot of news of the weird out there, including somebody being charged with assault for shoving a hamburger in somebody else's face. That's right, assault, maybe not with a deadly hamburger, but assault with a hamburger is in our News of the Weird segment, courtesy of our intern Alex Kaplan. That and more News of the Weird after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic's still nasty as you're making your way across the metro. We've normally cleared the highways a little bit at this time. Still got a few crashes out there. Southbound 25 near Downing. Also, westbound I-70s approach Kipling. Going to see several cars off on the left-hand lane there. Delays back around Sheridan. Also, a crash westbound I-70 at Washington. Stop and go. Southbound 2 1/4, Park Road to 25. Northbounders also busy there from Mississippi up past 6th Avenue. And if you're on C-470, jams eastbound side Broadway all the way up to the interstate. Forecast today, mostly cloudy and cold, periods of light snow, not much accumulation in the metro. High country could get several inches. Highs in the upper teens back around town. Right now, we're at 7 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey there, cool jacket.
Oh, thanks. My wife got it for me at REI. Perfect gift for days like this.
No kidding. Crisp winter air, lots of fresh snow, the sun is shining. Does it get any better than this?
Let's think about that for a minute. Yeah, no,
it doesn't.
This is pretty much the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out. Guarantee your holiday happiness by giving great gifts from REI. Hurry into your local REI store or shop REI.com. REI. Find out.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
And all your debts. Let me send you a powerful free CD. For your free CD, call 1-800-300-4662. 1-800-300-4662. 1-800-300-4662.
Toyota owners, be sure to keep your Toyota running great with regularly scheduled maintenance every 5,000 miles. Your neighborhood Toyota dealer service centers have factory-trained technicians that know your vehicle inside and out. Get the right service at the right price. Toyota.
When you hear that news, that's AM 760's News of the Weird segment. This is News of the Disgusting. Baucus tie to nominee kept mum. In nominating his girlfriend for the job of U.S. attorney, Montana Senator Max Baucus didn't disclose the relationship to the White House, Montana's other senator, or a local attorney tapped to review potential candidates. Baucus was having, this is a woman Baucus, I guess, apparently, may have been having an affair with, and he didn't disclose before nominating her to a key Justice Department post that he, in fact, was having an affair with her. Pretty bad. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy, Max Baucus. So that's news of the disgusting. Here's news of the, I guess, nauseating? The New York Post's Jennifer Gould Kyle reports that George Stephanopoulos and his wife are shopping for New York real estate in anticipation for Stephanopoulos' new gig as a co-host of Good Morning America. Stephanopoulos has apparently been offered the job. The New York Post reports that the couple came to New York over Thanksgiving weekend to look for a place to live. And get this, are coming back next week to shop for a $40,000 a month rental. $40,000 a month rental. I don't mean to pick on George Stephanopoulos. He seems like a decent guy. I've known him over the years. Wow. I mean, and hey, it's his money. He can do what he wants with it.
Is he as short as he looks on TV?
Very short.
Am I taller?
Ross Perot short.
It looks so small.
Mayor of Munchkinland short.
We need manly men on TV, Dave, yeah. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, he's really, really short.
$40,000
a month, man.
That's ridiculous.
That is it. For rental. A rental. This off the Science Wire. Mind machine breakthrough. People type with just their thoughts. By focusing on images of letters, people with electrodes in their brains can type with just their minds. More scientific evidence reports these findings make up one more step on the road to mind machine interfaces that may one day help people communicate with just their thoughts. Researchers have recently employed brain scans to see numbers and maybe even pull videos from inside people's heads. If you remember, I told you the last time we reported on this, there was the famous Buck Rogers episode where that happened. Gil Gerard, they go back through his mind. If you remember the Gil Gerard show, they go back through his mind and put him on trial for his own memories.
I forgot about that episode.
I seriously have 80s problem. I'm so swamped in 80s
sure are, man.
Folklore right
it's
now.
It's great, though. I can't wait to see your new book.
Wanted, Michigan bank robber with offensive breath. This is from Ferndale, Michigan, on the AP Wire. He could be called the Bad Breath Bandit. Police in a Detroit suburb are looking for a bank robber who tellers say has crooked yellow teeth and particularly bad breath. The Detroit Free Press reports that Ferndale police say the man hit the same Charter One branch in October and again last week. Police say tellers remember the man as tall, thin, and having very offensive breath and really yellow teeth. Witnesses also say, big shocker, he looks and smells dirty.
The halitosis bandit.
The halitosis bandit.
Hey, officer, I didn't really get a good look at him, but man, his breath was bad.
Man, he reeked.
Indiana man caught on bike with a stolen Christmas tree. This is from Portage, Indiana. Authorities say they caught an Indiana man riding a bike while balancing a stolen Christmas tree across the handlebars. Police in Portage said they spotted 48-year-old Philip Menefee about 1 a.m. Friday riding the bike equipped with a homemade motor but no lights. Police had been investigating motor noise near a Christmas tree lot. To New York, authorities say a drunken driving suspect tried to grease the wheels of justice with a bribe. Free oil changes and car inspections. Suffolk County Police Officer Robert Call responded by arresting the 44-year-old man on two charges. Police slipped him into the slammer for the rest of the night. He was scheduled for arraignment Friday. Authorities said he offered the bribe during a traffic stop and again while he was being taken to the police station. So don't try to bribe police with the promises of free oil changes. This is crazy. Police tapped Sprint customers' GPS data 8 million times in a year. Under a new system set up by Sprint, law enforcement agencies have gotten GPS data from the company about its wireless customers 8 million times in 1 year, raising a host of questions about consumer privacy, transparency, and oversight of how police obtain location data. That's at TPM.com. Couple more News of the Weird stories here. The H1N1 flu pandemic has made cleanliness a national obsession. This is from ABC News. From classrooms to theme parks, Americans are being reminded to wash their hands, but when soap and sink aren't close by, people rely on the convenience of hand sanitizer. Here's the kicker. Sales of the disinfecting gel are soaring, up more than 70% since this time last year. So at least one part of the economy is doing well.
Do we have tubes of that stuff everywhere here around work? And they've been full for like the last 6 months. Nobody's using it.
I know. Well, they got signs all over here saying, you know, the
swine flu.
The swine flu's coming. And you know what? They're right. We're being negligent.
I wash my hands probably about 100, 150 times a day, Dave. Are you like that?
I'm like that, yeah. It's like the movie
I mean, as good as it gets. So dry and screwed up because I wash them all the time.
Did you ever see the movie As Good As It Gets?
Yeah, man. I'm just like, yeah.
He keeps opening the new bar of soap.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, like the door. I'm kind of like a germaphobe like that, man. It's getting kind of ridiculous.
It's hard not to be. And then our final story about the Hamburglar. Not really a Hamburglar, but I just wanted to use the word Hamburglar. This is from Port St. Lucie, Florida. A 25-year-old Port St. Lucie man was arrested for allegedly rubbing a hamburger on his wife's face during an argument. Police said Daniel Boss and his wife got into it late Thursday night and started calling each other names. At some point, the woman apparently poured soda on Boss's hamburger, causing him to grab the sandwich, rub it in her face, and start throwing food. Boss left, but his wife went to the police station to report the incident. Officers arrested him 3 hours later on a misdemeanor domestic battery charge. I don't mean to laugh at that. I'm not laughing at domestic battery at all. I'm just laughing at the idea of somebody using a hamburger to the face.
Hey, she poured the soda on his hamburger, man. Ruined his hamburger. A guy loves his hamburger.
Guys do love their hamburgers.
Don't get between a man and his cheeseburger.
Well, and then he took the hamburger and put it in her face. It sounds like a pretty brutal argument. That's your news of the weird. After the break, we're going to be joined by Zachary Lazar. His original novel, Sway, was named one of the best books of 2008 by Rolling Stone. He's got a new book out called Evening's Empire, The Story of My Father's Murder. So a pretty, pretty intense book. He's going to be at the tattered cover. Zachary Lazar, the award-winning author, he's going to be at the tattered cover at Colfax tonight at 7:30. And before that, he's going to be right here on AM 760. So stick around for that after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thanks, Dave. Still several spots of stop and go out there this morning. Southbound side of I-25, I-70 past Spira, again from Yale to 225. Had a couple earlier accidents there. New crash, though, right around Downing Street. That's causing people to be delayed from 6th Avenue to Colorado. Also, this other crash, westbound I-70 at Washington, delays there at 225. So a pretty nasty trip as you make your way westbound across the elevated portion of Interstate 70. Also stop and go westbound side of 70, Sheridan to Kipling. That's due to an earlier multi-vehicle accident. Most of the major roadways are pretty slick and snow-covered in spots, so you still want to be careful making your way around Denver and Boulder this morning. Forecast, occasional light snow, small accumulations in the metro, highs between 15 and 20 degrees. heavier snow late this evening after midnight, developing into Tuesday morning. Our current downtown temperature is 7 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, be sure to keep your Toyota running great with regularly scheduled maintenance every 5,000 miles. Your neighborhood Toyota dealer service centers have factory-trained technicians that know your vehicle inside and out. Get the right service at the right price. Toyota.
Attention, fellow Colorado residents. This is an important consumer alert.
The National Law Institute is a group of consumer lawyers and fellow Coloradans committed to helping you understand your legal rights and protecting you from credit card companies. Are you struggling with credit card debt? How different would your holidays be this year without credit card payments? Wasting time and money with debt settlement scams or filing bankruptcy are not your only options. The National Law Institute can help give you a fresh start. And you don't pay them a dime in upfront fees. In these challenging times, credit card companies are more willing than ever to forgive your debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call the National Law Institute now at 877-DEBT-313 to learn how to qualify so you and your family can enjoy the holiday season in peace. Call 877-DEBT-313 today to schedule a free consultation with one of their attorneys. That's 877-DEBT-313 or visit them online at thenationallawinstitute.com.
There, cool jacket.
Oh, thanks. My wife got it for me at REI. Perfect gift for days like this.
No kidding. Crisp winter air, lots of fresh snow, the sun is shining. Does it get any better than this?
Let's think about that for a minute. Yeah, no, this is pretty much the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out. Guarantee your holiday happiness by giving great gifts from REI. Hurry into your local REI store or shop REI.com. REI. Find out.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get a $30 Brothers Barbecue certificate for only $15. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
Matt and Matt here with news about the top 30 smart gifts from Office Depot.
You mean the ones hand-selected at really low holiday prices?
Yep, like an HP notebook for just $529.99 after $70 instant savings plus $50 manufacturer mail-in savings.
And an HP PhotoSmart all-in-one printer for only $339.99.
Tis the season for giving a wide variety of gifts.
Or receiving.
Give more and spend less. Nobody beats Office Depot holiday prices guaranteed. For more smart deals, visit top30smartgifts.com. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we'll match it. Certain restrictions apply. Notebook limit, one per business or household. Offers valid till 6 to 12.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early 1900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 888-600-MIDAS. 888-600-MIDAS. That's 888-600-MIDAS. Again, that's 888-600-MIDAS.
With five times the selection, Jared is where to go for diamond jewelry this holiday.
That's Jared,
the Galleria of Jewelry has literally hundreds of diamond bracelets, earrings, necklaces, and rings to choose from. Diamond solitaire earrings are always a great choice. At Jared, their extensive selection is priced from under $80 to $5,300 and includes their certified colorless diamonds.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
934 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It is freezing cold here. What'd you say? Downtown temperature was 7?
Yeah, it's been about between 5 and 8 degrees all morning long.
Man, it is really, really brutal. Joining us now, Zachary Lazar. He is going to be at the Tattered Cover on Colfax starting at 7:30 p.m. tonight. He is the best-selling author of the book Sway, which was named in 2008 by Rolling Stone and the Los Angeles Times, one of the best books of 2008. He has a new book now, Evening's Empire, The Story of My Father's Murder. Zach, thank you for taking the time this morning. Sorry you're coming here on such a cold, cold day.
Yeah, it is freezing.
It is freezing. Now, this book that you've written, your newest book, Evening's Empire, The Story of My Father's Murder, I mean, this is a really intense, it must have been an intense and intensely personal book for you. Before we get into the story of what happened to your father, I just want to start by asking you, when you thought about writing a book about this, was there any hesitation on your part about having to go through researching and writing about something so personal to you and your family?
Oh, yeah, there was plenty of hesitation. I mean, the crime was actually solved in 1996, which was already about 20 years after it had happened. And I waited about 10 years after that before I got on the case myself and started the research of the book. So I was hesitant for a number of reasons. I mean, emotionally, it was a very obviously a heavy project to take on. And also, I am a novelist. I'm not a journalist. And so when I first started to look into it, I realized I was going to have to learn how to do some things that I had never done before. And that took a while to do, too.
And you were 6 years old when your father was killed. Were you close with him? How were your memories of him? I mean, I think back to when I was 6 years old. I have trouble remembering lots of different things. It sort of seems like a miasma of different images. How close were you to him, and how did that impact your writing of this book?
Yeah, I mean, I think we were really close, and I think I loved him very much, and he loved me very much. On the other hand, I don't have a lot of memories of him, and I think I attribute part of that, anyway, to the fact that he was murdered, and I think that kind of wiped out some of the memories that I would have had. So part of the project here was to kind of get to know him for the first time.
Tell us the story of your father, of what happened to your father, what he got involved in, and why he was in a position to be murdered. Because it sounds like, I mean, it wasn't like he was, you know, this was a random crime. This was something that was about some of the things that he had, whether purposely or inadvertently, gotten involved in.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what happened is my father had been a CPA, and one of his clients was a guy named Ned Warren, Sr., who had a whole series of land businesses in Arizona. The land business was really booming at that time. This is the 60s and 70s in Arizona. And Warren would set up these companies with different guys heading them up, and my father decided to go into the land business and started one of these companies. And when he did that, he sort of had inside knowledge eventually of all kinds of other companies' doings. And there was a lot of scams going on at the time. A lot of these developments were built on spec, kind of. And there was a lot of corruption in the whole land business in general in Arizona at that time. So eventually what happened was my father had to testify against Warren before a grand jury, and my father came in and gave a day of testimony, and he was supposed to go back for a second day, and that's when he was killed.
So it was part of an ongoing, I mean, this is like a classic, you see this in movies a lot, where, you know, the potential key witness is hunted down and killed. I mean, I remember this is a big theme, for instance, just in the show, one of my favorite television shows, The Wire. Mm-hmm. So this is a real-life example of this, and that is really, really intense. And did your dad have any idea of the kinds of people that he had inadvertently gotten involved with? I mean, even to say that he got involved, it doesn't sound like he got involved with them in the sense because he was testifying against them. But did he have a sense of the potential dangers in front of him well before this all came out in public, or was he caught completely unaware?
I think he was caught pretty much unaware. I mean, I don't think he had any idea that it would go to the point where he was going to be murdered over this stuff. What happened is, as I said before, Warren had many companies, and some of these companies were straight businesses and some of them were not. And when another company called Great Southwest kind of went bankrupt, the guy who headed up that company started to speak out against Warren, and my father was brought in to sort of back up what he was saying. And that is what what led to this whole thing happening, which, as you said, really is something out of a movie. I mean, it was... We don't really expect things like that to happen in real life.
Yeah, and I want to ask a follow-up question about that. I mean, when somebody reads this book, should they think that this is something, I mean, not maybe not murder, but is there a bigger lesson in this book about business, about who you get involved with? I mean, are there any sort of broader parables in this book that somebody who didn't know your father would take away from it and say, wow, I better watch myself or anything like that?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I think, if there is something of a message in the book, I think it is that we need to have regulation in the business world. There's been a lot of free market rhetoric around for the last 20 years or so, and that you shouldn't do anything to, impede the path of economic growth. And I think that is not always true. I think you need to have regulations about how land was sold, how do you protect consumers from people who are unscrupulous, and in my father's case, the lack of those regulations led to something extreme. I don't think that would happen to most people getting murdered, but I think if regulations had been in place, none of this stuff would have happened, or it would have been much more difficult for it to have happened.
Again, on the line with us, Zachary Lazar. His first novel, Sway, was named one of the best books of 2008 by Rolling Stone, the Los Angeles Times, and others. He is going to be here tonight at the Tattered Cover on Colfax, starting at 7:30 p.m., discussing and signing his new book, a nonfiction book, Evening's Empire, The Story of My Father's Murder, and the title says it all. And now, you grew up here in Colorado. What happened to your family after this happened? Did it? I assume it tore your family apart, at least in some ways. It sounds like you moved out of Arizona. Tell us the story of the aftermath.
Oh, well, the aftermath was a nightmare, of course. And I think, this became a huge news story, as you can imagine, in Phoenix especially. And because the murder was never solved, it kept being a news story. There kept being kind of new developments in the case. And also, I think, honestly, my father, his name became associated with all this land fraud stuff, and so his name was really dragged through the mud. So eventually my mother remarried about 2 years later, and we moved to Denver, and that's where I grew up.
And, what part of Denver, if I can ask?
Oh, I grew up near Wilshire Golf Course, kind of near DU.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And went to school at Colorado Academy.
Oh, very, very, very nice. So a real local connection here. And it says you now teach at Hofstra University. I want to ask you, because I'm a writer as well. I do nonfiction, but tell us a little bit about the transition of writing, going from novel writing to nonfiction. You said you alluded at the beginning to the fact that you had to learn some new skills. What did you find most challenging about reporting this book and about the transition of going from writing fiction to nonfiction?
Yeah, I mean, I think I had never really done much interviewing before, and so learning how to do that was, for me, probably the most challenging thing, especially for this book, because you were calling people up out of the blue and saying, oh, if you remember 30 years ago when this incredibly ugly thing happened, can we talk about it now? And, this whole story was kind of shrouded in silence, and so breaking that silence was kind of difficult. But I was surprised by how willing people were to talk about it, and how much time they would give to me. The other challenge was just sort of learning how to do research, how to understand business deals and legal language and that kind of thing. It was fascinating.
Did you have trouble? Well, I guess not trouble, but how much of this did your novel writing ability, did your novel writing talents that you've honed over the years play into being able to tell this as a narrative, or did you find it to be a completely different experience?
Well, I think it grew out of the kind of novel stuff that I do. My last novel was a novel that used real people as characters in it, and so that gave me some practice about how to do it. I mean, the tricky thing about this was how to structure it so that it was a story. And the other tricky thing, of course, is that I couldn't interview my father, and I couldn't interview Ned Warren because he's also not here anymore. So, you know, the rule I made was that I had to just deal with the facts that were there. I couldn't change the facts. I had to just try to understand the facts. And that involved kind of imagining how the facts happened. And I think that's where the novel part came in. You know, I wrote scenes of this stuff happening rather than just reporting it.
You sort of have to. It's kind of like true crime. It's like Truman Capote. That's what he sort of did.
Yeah.
With putting together. Yeah. And my last question for you, and again on the line with us, Zachary Lazar. He's the author of the novel Sway. He's got a new book, a nonfiction book, Evening's Empire: The Story of My Father's Murder. He'll be here tonight at the Tatter Cover on Colfax, starting at 7:30. My last question for you is, how did you find a way to, I mean, there's this idea that sometimes in quote-unquote true crime books, you sort of have to take some liberty, because there's things you just can't really know. You weren't there, and if you try to write a narrative about a historical event, you know, it's the old idea that everybody sees the same thing, and, you know, if you have three people who see something, you have three different stories. How much liberty did you feel you had to take, and did that make you uncomfortable, or were you okay with that?
Well, I tried to take as little liberty as I could, and I tried to just, be as objective as I possibly could. I didn't want to make anybody look better or worse than they really were. And I just, you know, what you do is you read as many accounts as you can of these events and try to triangulate everybody's version of it and try to just keep yourself out of it a little bit and hope that, you know, you get close to what really happened, as close as you can.
Yeah, and it must have been such an emotional challenge for you to do this. I mean, I've done some nonfiction reporting. My last book was all nonfiction reporting, but I can't imagine doing it about my own family. And it must have just been, I mean, I said the last question was my last question, but one more question for you. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, let's say, in terms of all the writing you've done, I mean, how emotional was this for you? I mean, how difficult as kind of an emotional project was this for you?
Oh, a 10. it was difficult, but it was extremely rewarding, because I really did get to know my father for the first time, and not just in the context of this story, but as a human being, kind of. And what I found, I really liked, and so that was worth it. And it was,
did you get a sense of closure, or
well,
had you already had a sense of closure?
I think I had already had a sense of closure, and in a weird way, this was kind of a sense of reopening. But it was almost like meeting my father for the first time, and so that was a really valuable thing to have done, and well worth it.
Zachary Lazar, he's the author of the new book, Evening's Empire, The Story of My Father's Murder. Again, he's going to be at the Tattered Cover on Colfax tonight at 7:30 p.m. His novel that came out in 2008 was named one of the best books of 2008 by Rolling Stone and the Los Angeles Times. It was called Sway. Again, the new book, Evening's Empire, The Story of My Father's Murder. Zachary, thanks so much for taking the time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, David. Thanks a lot.
9:48 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sounds like a really, really fascinating book, and a really, really interesting writer. After the break, I'll fill you in on a couple of more stories just off the wire. Stories about some local stories here in Colorado. We've got a couple new ballot initiatives going to make the ballot here in Colorado. CSU voting on whether to ban concealed weapons. I'll let you know what happened in that vote. Also, Mark Udall and Michael Bennett making a few waves as this healthcare debate intensifies. And then the effort to try to curb record suicide rates. Yes, record suicide rates up in Larimer County. I'll fill you in on all of that after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, looks like we're accident-free around the metro on the highways anyway for the first time this morning. Still stop and go, though, northbound 25, Yale to Colorado. Also heavy jams westbound Turnpike, Sheridan to McCaslin, and on westbound I-70, Colorado to Washington. That one due to an earlier accident, but do be careful. Some patchy ice, slushy conditions, some slick spots, wet paint. pavement on the Denver highways and the ones between Denver and Boulder, so do be careful out there today. Forecast, occasional light snow, small accumulations in the metro, high of about 17 degrees. Heavier snow developing after midnight into Tuesday morning. Expect about 3 to 6 inches tomorrow. Current downtown temperature, 8 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Arapahoe Basin's bonus season passes are still available for just $359. This pass includes unlimited skiing at A-Basin, plus 5 days at Keystone or Breckenridge, one of which can be used at Vail or Beaver Creek. Go to ArapahoeBasin.com or call 1-888-ARAPAHOE.
There's never been a better time to find the home of your dreams. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know the Home Buyer Tax Credit has been extended and expanded. Current homeowners can receive a $6,500 tax credit. First-time buyers are still eligible to receive an $8,000 credit. The opportunity of a lifetime ends April 30th. Talk to a Realtor for qualification details or visit houselogic.com/homebuyertaxcredit. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today. Income qualification applies. Only Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Don't rent electricity, own it. Find out how with Independent Power Systems at the Lowry Community Solar Event. The Coors Field Solar Experts will show you how to make your own power with solar electric and get up to 50% off with rebates and incentives. Better yet, find out how to get free electricity for 1 year when you go solar for zero down and no payments for 12 months. Save up to an additional $1,500 when you install your solar system in 2010. Learn how Wednesday, December 9th at 7 p.m. at the Stanley British Primary School in Lowry. The XL Energy Solar Rewards rebate is dropping at regular intervals, so act now to lock in the maximum rebate. Learn how with Independent Power Systems Wednesday, December 9th at 7 p.m. at the Stanley British Primary School in Lowry. Go to solarips.com/Lowry to RSVP today or call 303-443-0115. Independent Power Systems, an authorized distributor of Kyocera high-quality, high-performance solar electric systems and modules. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts.
A year. Call us now for a free no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-500-2609. Since 1995, Matrix Direct has helped over 1 million people save money on their term life insurance. Don't you want to know how much we could save you? It only takes 5 minutes and you could save up to 75%, and the call is absolutely free. Call Matrix Direct, 1-800-500-2609. That's 1-800-500-2609. 1-800-500-2609.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Make sure to vote in our poll up on our website, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. There's one of those classic internet controversies out there right now. Jared Fogle, Subway Jared Fogle. I am a Jared Fogle fan. And
that's right, people. David Sirota is a Jared Fogle fan.
Jared Fogle fan.
Did you create his Facebook fan page?
No, I did not create the Jared Fogle Facebook
fan. You should set up the official website of Jared Fogle fans.
Well, interestingly, Jared Fogle was at Indiana University, I believe, while my wife was there. I have been to the original Subway where the Jared Fogle story began. Remember, Jared Fogle was super, super overweight, lived above a Subway, and then started eating only 2 6-inch sandwiches a day, lost all that weight.
Do they have a bust of Jared Fogle at that Subway?
There's a bunch
of
posters around in that Subway. Yeah, there is basically a shrine to Jared there. And I have eaten at that Subway, full disclosure. I've eaten at that Subway in Bloomington, Indiana. And anyway, Jared is in the news now because there's some talk that Subway may get rid of Jared. Because in part there is a photo showing Jared, allegedly showing Jared, having gained a little bit of weight. Not much weight, but allegedly gaining a little bit of weight. Now we have put the photo, the stock photo of Jared, next to this new photo alleging that it shows Jared Fogle, gaining some weight. Now I say alleging because there's a controversy over whether the photo snapped at an airport really is Jared or not. So go on our website, am760.net, click over to the Dave Sirota page, and you make the call. Vote in our poll. Let us know if you think it really is Jared or not. Figured we'd do a fun little thing like that to solve our case of the Mondays. I want to fill you in on some local news stories. Here's a story off the local news wire to maybe give us a little bit of a boost on our Monday. CU economists see fewer Colorado job losses coming in 2010. University of Colorado economists expect the state to add jobs in the second half of next year, but they still predict the state will lose 3,200 jobs overall in 2010. So I guess it's better news that we're slowing down the rate of job loss in Colorado. Some more local stories here. Colorado State University moved closer to banning concealed weapons on campus after the school's Board of Governors voted unanimously for a weapons policy. However, the 9-person board is leaving the nuts and bolts of that weapons policy up to the school's 3 campus presidents, so we will stay on top of that. Colorado Republican Representative Kent Lambert, in a Twitter post, said CSU would be in violation of state law and put student lives at risk if they move forward on this. We will stay on top of that for you. A couple of more local stories here. Mental health workers, alarmed by the unusually high number of suicide deaths in Larimer County this year, are trying to create additional support groups and provide people with information that might help save lives. As of December 1st, 54 people have killed themselves in Larimer County this year. That puts the county on track to have a suicide rate of about 20 per 100,000 residents, nearly twice the national average of about 11 deaths per 100,000 residents. It's a really, really bad and sad situation up in Larimer County, and officials are trying to figure out what's going on there. A couple of ballot initiatives coming to Colorado. Denver Post reports the Secretary of State on Friday approved 2 measures for the 2010 ballot that would slash at least $1 billion annually in state taxes and roll back property taxes statewide. Critics charge that the proposals would destroy services Coloradans rely on, while supporters believe the measures will rein in government spending. House Speaker Terrence Carroll saying these proposals are reckless and mindless, and cutting $1 billion in revenue out of a state whose roads and schools are already crumbling. Really, these right-wingers here are just, they are relentless, give them that. Speaking of relentless right-wing lunatics, Tancredo proposes law that would require immediate immigration status checks of new hires. Former Congressman Tancredo wants every Colorado business to verify that new hires are U.S. citizens and immediately. And we'll try to cover that story in the coming days if it goes anywhere. I don't want to give Tom Tancredo's lunacy any more publicity than it warrants. Colorado Senator Mark Udall and Michael Bennett, there's a story in the Denver Post about they're trying to add different amendments to the health care bill. They seem pretty harmless. Bennett looking to set uniform insurance coding standards. Mark Udall trying to let a new advisory board share innovative reforms with the private sector. Senator Jellyfish, of course, not trying to take any position on health care really whatsoever. He's been really an incredible invertebrate on Afghanistan and on health care. Speaking, of course, about Mark Udall, who we like to call Senator Jellyfish on this show. And a final story off the local newswire, the Colorado Public Utilities Commission late Friday afternoon approved a $128 million increase in Xcel electric energy rates that will go into effect January 1st. That's not such good news. Tomorrow on the broadcast, sports writer David Zirin of The Nation magazine. He's a sports writer and a political writer, about why we should care about the Tiger Woods controversy from a political perspective. Then at 9:20, Wired's reporter who disappeared and wrote the cover story for Wired magazine. Stick around for that tomorrow. See you then.
By debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7680. That's 888-352-7680. 888-352-7680.
Turn to the left.
with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver.